Love Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudging has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudging takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudging Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
What's happening, fellas, tonight, and ladies and gentlemen? Tao Russo is out the building for a minute. You got your boy Kev and Tyson running the show tonight. I'm looking for Tyson right now. Looking for Tyson right now. See if we can get him on his phone line. 313-7173.
What's going on, Kev?
What's happening? What's happening? Shake it, babe.
What's up, man? You coming out loud and clear on the app, man.
I'm trying to do the best I can. As Mr. Sippy Joe said, as long as the creek ain't rising, we're going to be okay.
Hey, we can float. We can float, player.
Yes, sir. Let's grab one more mic. 773-8424.
Good evening, fellas. What's happening over there in the Motor City?
What's happening, kid?
Oh, nothing much, man. What's going on?
Man, they got me doing the damn thing tonight, man. I thought I was going to relax, and they called me at the last minute. I said, man, get on here and do this thing.
I heard.
We're going to have some good topics tonight, brother. We're going to have some hell of a topic tonight. But let's see if we got I was looking for Melvin. Anyone who wants to talk, get in now. Hit the one button. But, kid, what's been going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. You know, they canceled the old meltdown on us, and now we got rescheduled for next Saturday.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
let me catch two more mics, bro. Real
go
quick,
ahead.
I just want to get
right
everybody
ahead.
On so we have a good time tonight. Because we at Kev's Bar tonight in California. All right.
Bar.
Let's get 313-4515.
What's happening?
That's my man. What's happening, bro?
I can't call it. What's going on? What's up, kid?
What's going on?
I can't call it. It's Tyson.
Tyson. Man, we're going to... Tyson just rolled into the bar.
I got a good topic I want to talk about tonight. You know, I'll wait, you know, say about the address of what's
okay.
going on.
Okay, let me grab this other mic real quick, T, so we can get everybody
okay.
on, so we get everybody, you know, who wants to talk and, you know, and get it going, okay? 313-6868.
Okay. Hey, what's up, man? Here.
All right, we got everybody on.
Yeah.
Well, I think my co-host wanted to start a topic, but if you give me 1 second, I got a couple things that I would like to talk about tonight, and I know he would, and the rest of you guys is one thing, let's get the track rules, safety. Let's talk about that tonight if we can, and then Tyson, go ahead and do your thing, brother. I got
something, brother. What up, Tyson? My one topic. Hey, what's up, fellas? Everybody all right?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, we. You know, one topic I just want to talk about is about the stiffs and grudge racing. As far as the deposit 500. Say like if I want to run Melvin, and say like we lock up 500 on 2500, right?
Okay.
Now a lot of stuff I hear. What's going on? When is the bet officially locked? Now, my point of view, the bet is officially locked when both of us turn on them stage, when we both stage the car. He turned his two bugs on, I turn my two bugs on. Now, to me, I think that's the bet. That's the race is on. Now, to do a spin on that is, what if one car breaks and the other car don't, what if one car break and the other car make the pass down the track, but he don't cross the beam? Now, do I pay the $2,500 or do I pay the $500 punk out?
Now, you say when you line up with Melvin and your car break at the line.
Right.
Correct.
I break at the line. I don't cross the beam. I don't break the beam. But he make it pass through. Now,
officially, once you line up and them lights come down, race is on.
Right.
From my understanding, race is on. Then it's 2500, not the punk out.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, it was just a topic. Everybody have a different opinion on that. Some people say
if you break
you owe the punk out. But if you break the beams, you owe them, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, how I look at it, if both of us stage, we turn both our bulbs on, that's a race. That's officially locked.
That's race. That's all.
Money is on the wood. That's officially locked.
All systems.
You know, I guess it'd be where y'all both had, we both had an understanding like, hey, Ty, this is how it's going to be. If you break, I break, so on, so on. But a lot of stuff is going on now. Everybody having a problem with, okay, we put up this money. When is it officially locked? You see what I'm saying? Some people say once we get in the water box is locked. Some people say we stage both lights, but the first yellow light is locked. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
Then it's going to come down
like
to what part to agree on.
Right. You know what I mean? Who
what
part to be on? Who, basically, like I said, it's all about stiffing. Who stiffed the good or better race? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's the main thing is when is the time, basically what the morals of it is, when is the time is the race is locked. So we come to the track, we know we talk, we 500 on 2500 or better.
Right.
When initially is the money locked? That's the basically of the topic.
I think when them lights come on and they both bulbs come on for you and him, it's all
okay.
systems go.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I've seen some people, and I don't too much blame them. If me and you cool, I might say, Tyson, forget it. When you get your car together, we'll run it back. That depends on
right.
the person. That tell you
right,
what kind of heart
right.
that person. You might say, man, I don't want your car to break, and I'll take your money for that. Some people
right.
is like that. But technically, when them two lights come on for me and two lights come on for you, all systems go. So,
okay.
I don't think the water box got anything to do with it. It's when them bugs come on.
Right. That's the same thing I think, too. You know what I'm saying? That's when it's officially locked. But you
got to really go with the guy and make them official rules before you start
right.
the race. then you got an argument. Oh, man.
You got to argue.
Yeah, because some people street racing is if I don't move, it ain't a race. You know how we did it back in the day. You know how we did it back in the day. If you don't move, it ain't a race. They start back over.
That's the main thing now. Where everybody think a lot of people will be fairly realize is we so used to racing on the street, it wasn't no rule.
Exactly.
It wasn't no rule. If it's a flag man, if he blink his eye, we getting up out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't no rule, and I think what's going on now is we trying to get a handle on all the rules. You know what I mean? And then when something happens, we don't understand the rules, and it'd be a big argument, it'd be a big fight, it'd be a big thing. And it's like now since we took it off the street, we bring it to the track where everything, is safe, I think we all, including me, including everybody, need to say, hey, what's the rules at this track? You know what I mean? What's the rule? What's y'all rules? Okay.
Right.
Hit the wall, you out. If you say for instance, we at Macon, like Jay Barr say, if you hit the wall, you out. If you touch his line, you out. So now we know the rules. The tree's on an automatic start. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we got that out the way. Now we know that's at his track, so we can't say we leave his track and go to another track. They're gonna have the same rules. You know what I'm saying? They might allow you to touch the line. But not go across the line, you know what I mean?
And I got a question on that, and Tyson just brought up something really good. You know, going from track to track, what are the rules? You know what I'm saying? But we are a sanctioning body, so we have tried to get together a grudge, sanctioning body. I think we need to form some rules as far as, just what Tyson was talking about, because a lot of guys are getting upset. I watched him the other day with T5. Man, he was hot.
Right. And I've seen that too. And I think, that's what I said, I think that'll solve a lot of drama if you go to the track owner or whoever running the track, what's the rules at this track? How's your tree run? You know what I'm saying? What's the rules? Okay, if I touch the line, it's still a race. I can't cross it. Okay, if I hit the wall, I'm DQ'd. Okay, now we know. Now it ain't no conflict. But if you don't know these things and you bet these large sum of money, it's gonna be a battle royal because there's no understanding.
Right.
Hey guys, we got one mic. Let me hit this one mic, guys, in case he wants to talk about this. Person wants to talk about this. 88-91. Your mic is open.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on?
Can't have one of these stuff, so I thought I'd give you the other.
Well, I'm your other brother. I'm down here with him, and he out gallivanting batting around him, and he got me doing his job tonight.
You're in Cali?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You loving the weather?
Oh, yeah. I'm having a good time with him. But he just left the house for a minute. He's on the road. He's going to call in 1 second.
Oh, yeah, I was texting him and asking him, why aren't you on the show? I can't bash him tonight.
I think one of the kids had a graduation he had to run through real quick.
Yeah, that's what he said. So I figured, well, since he's not there, you got the next best thing.
All right, well, hang in there. We got a topic, and we like to, if you want to, talk, get in with us, talk about it. Hey, where you at? What do you think about the topic? I mean, you from Chicagoland. What do you think about, what's
Well, saying? I watch a lot of NHRA racing, in Canon. And they got, I generally go by their rules. If you cross over the yellow line, you're disqualified. They have a yellow line, not no, two little pinstripes or whatever. And if you hit the wall, you would be disqualified. So, that's basically what I go by.
And I agree, but I just think what Tyson brought up one of the best topics we could ever have was it needs to be straightened up. I mean,
right.
We're down in Alabama. I told Dar, I said, man, and told DJ, y'all need to have a driver's meeting. Let these guys know what's going on. And I don't think they have a problem until, like, you know, you got to have a driver's meeting.
Right.
So people can understand, you know, what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
How the track is going on. That's like we go down at a rate. They know their rules down south. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't care wherever track they go to. A lot of guys, they know the rules, what you can do and what you can't do. By us being up here north, we don't know that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We don't know that. And I think a lot of the stuff is going on now, a lot of arguing, a lot of bickering, and, you know, people want to fight and discredit people. I think all that has come to a halt if every track I have a driver's meeting and say, hey, I run the street. The tree is on automatic start. You got 5 seconds to stage. If you're not staged in 5 seconds, you out. If you cross the if you hit the wall.
I noticed some things, too. On some of these videos, you got guys out there, and they got 4 guys trying to bring the guy into the beams.
Oh,
now, this is just me. This is just me, and y'all might want to get on me about it. But, hell, when we used to race back in the day, shit, we lined them up, and the flag man took his head and winked at you and winked at him, and said, and then it was time to go.
That's it.
I'm just wondering, is that creating a problem, too? Do we have too many people up on the start line? You know, you need to get, I want to say, 1 or 2 people who are your VP or your man to keep an eye on you.
I just think it need to be 2 people.
That's
one
all
person
need.
In front and 1 person in back.
1 in the back.
That's it. That's all you need. You don't need 1 person opening the door, 1 person talking to you, because that's the driver is set for 1 thing, making a safe trip down his track. He's not trying to listen to 30 people around him, you know what I mean? And it'd be 100 people up there, so he already in his zone, and it's easy for a driver to get knocked out of his zone where he don't see a person that he normally see putting him in the water. So he messed up. You know what I mean?
That's that entourage, man.
Well, is the entourage, could the entourage be hurting the games, guy? I mean, hurting the game, guy?
They really do be in the way.
They be in the way, you know what I mean? It just need to be, like I said, the crew chief or whoever the crew chief is, whoever the 2 people he trusts that mainly work on a car with the driver, that's all that need to be up there. The entourage need to stay back, place the bet, and stay away from the car when it's staging in the water box. However, they just need to stay away, you know what I mean? Because it causes
too much
conflict.
Right. My belief is it distracts the driver, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's thinking about too much other than trying to get down that road, you know, that track.
And another thing I don't believe in, if a guy's ready to race and if he and his car strapped up, ready to go, leave that man alone. Don't bother that man. You know what I mean? I don't think you're open the door, knock on the window, you know, and that should be a zone where if I'm the crew chief, you don't need to talk to him. Ain't nothing you got to say. You can talk to me. You know?
Well, you know, I think that's from the cowboy. I'm not going to say Tony Bynes. I'm going to say cowboy. They have a good habit of doing it to people when they went to their cars and say, you ain't shit. You ain't this and that. But people got to realize, like I said, they're trying to pull you out your square. But I agree with Tyson, say 100%. No one should be discussing talking to anybody driver but the crew chief or the executive, whoever in that position. Years ago, when we started racing my uncle, he told me this. He said, let me tell you something right now. And we had started running, super gas or something. And he came up. He said, you guys want to work on a team? We're like, yeah. He said, okay. He said, you got the tires. You got this and you got that. And you get me in the water, this and that. And he told us right in the race, I don't want a bunch of people up there telling me, because when I have a problem, I come back around. I'm not going to scream at everybody or chase everybody down. He said, I'm going to get that one person that didn't do their job.
That's it. That's what it's all about. So,
you know, like I say, it's a learning experience for everybody, for all of us. You know, all these different tracks we go to, especially with these events and a lot of people, you know, betting this money, you know, and we don't want to, if we lose our money, we want to lose it fair and square.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to lose your money on some, you don't even know how
some
you
bullshit.
Lost it. Damn, right. What the fuck going on? You know, so when they have all these big events and grudge shootouts, I think they need to have a driver's meeting and tell them how the track is ran, how the tree is working, how is everything.
And when they
going
have that
on,
driver's
knowing their head, you know, the drivers knowing their head, if they do something like I crossed the line, ain't no using me continue on, I lost. Or if I hit the wall or scrape the wall, ain't no using me. Continue on down, you know, the loss. And that way it eliminates a lot of drama that's going on, you know.
I agree 100%. I totally agree on that. Some organization. I mean, the grudge racing thing is growing. I mean, it is truly growing. I mean, it's night over day. You know, people are really enjoying to see the action, but, you know, another thing, too, I got a problem with the really autocross. They're saying ain't no racing, but what about the small guy, the average Joe who's racing for 500? You're not showing him on the internet.
Right.
So don't say
there's
not no racing. I've been to plenty of tracks. I've been to Alabama. I've been all over. And I've seen these small guys say, well, ain't no action. But what about the guy who just bet for 500? Because he didn't bet for X amount of dollars, but the guy who bet for 500, what's wrong with him? Why he didn't make the video?
You know, my motto, a racer is a racer. I don't care if you're racing a golf cart, motorcycle. I don't care if you're roller skating. Them people make a difference in the game.
Right.
The big names, the big names don't put on the show, but them people before them big names is making the show.
I agree 100%. I agree. I mean, we really need to get some organization before, you know, it gets worse. You know, like I said, I watched the night with T5, and I really couldn't understand what he was saying or what was going on, but I know he was pissed off. And
right.
If I had a large sum of money on the line, I probably would have did the same thing he would did. No, bring him back around. Let's get this straight now. But here it is. Now, who do you fault?
Right.
You know, Jay Barnes was there. Dre Charges moved out, and Dog did too. Okay, now if you'd had a driver's meeting, in my opinion, just like Tyson said, it's a 5-minute, 10-second, 2-minute, 10-minute start. You know what you need to do.
Right, you know what you need to
and
do.
If,
you
get
know,
your
ain't
ass
no,
in there.
Ain't no pussyfooting at
you know?
The light because.
Right,
so many,
now some guys,
so many
fists
in the game, you know what I mean? People want to play at the light. You know, it's so much bullshit in the game. It's like, okay, we eliminate all this shit. Drivers, this side is at my track. You fuck around at that tree, that's your ass.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You made a valid point. This is how it is at my track. But when I invite you to my track, the same rules should go for you. I mean, kind of saying what I'm saying? Wherever we go, I don't want to come cheat you out your damn money. That's wrong.
That's it.
We're not saying no one's doing that. We bringing up a situation.
That's it. You know, we are good sports at heart. You know, we love drag racing. All we thinking about is, fuck it, let's go on a race. Let's go on and knock them off. But we're not thinking about the other side like, okay, we at their home track. Let me see what their rules is.
Right.
So that way I know how to play ball with them. I want to be in the same, you know what I'm saying,
exactly.
On the same level.
That's like back then we used to play, you go play basketball in another kid's neighborhood. And then you said,
right.
He said, well, you touch the pole,
go.
You out. Another said, no,
right.
you don't touch the pole over here, you ain't out. That's all we're saying. It's just going back to like playing ball.
That's it. You know, it's like I said, we all, grudge racing, we all came from street racing. So it's kind of hard for us to go from when we didn't have no rules to having rules. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's a lot for a lot of guys to adjust. You know what I mean? We really don't know and say, okay, we don't know about no track rules. All we know is staying in the lights and getting down to the other end faster than the other guy. You know what I mean? You don't know about, okay, was 5 seconds before you stage. You don't know the different rollouts in each lane. We really don't know that unless we ask.
And I totally agree.
And that's the thing, you know, I want to, if I bet money, I want to be an even level. Either I beat him fair and square, he beat me fair and square. I don't want to be no, well, this is the stiff, he played this way, he played at the lights. You know, I don't want it to be that way, you know.
Well, you know, another thing, too, I kind of noticed, you know, this 28, 29 tower, you know, I heard Tig on the show tonight, you know, it used to be when, if you thought you could get that guy, go get him. You can worry about his damn tire size, his woolly bars.
You run what you run.
You run what you run. I built my car, so don't ask me to take nothing off. You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of guys do it to Donnier. But let, you know, and then Donnier will do it, and if he get whooped, then he ain't shit. Oh, I fucked Donnier up. Okay, well, run Donnier at his full potential, and you run your car at your full potential.
When we used to be on the street, we used to get a kick out of running big tire cars and knocking them off. That was the shit.
Damn right.
That was the shit. You know what I mean? Now it's just too much stiff in the game, man. It makes you like you got to be a mathematical genius before you bet your money. Like, okay, what y'all talking about? You know what I mean? You know it's too many. You know they got too many stiffs, man. It's the level done changed where. It's like it's more than racing now, man. It's about who can stiff the better race, who want a guaranteed win. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what it's evolving to be. You know what I'm saying? It's evolving to be who can stiff the best, who got the best mouthpiece to stiff this race. You know.
Well, we got a fan over here in Chicago. They looking for Jesus in a jug.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, kid. Yep.
Well, Melvin, you still there?
You know, I done heard and seen people do crazy stuff, man. This guy got a beautiful car set up, A1, the car flawless, this, that, and another. Oh, I ain't, you got to give me this, you got to give me that. You know, it's like, wow, you know, what's really going on?
Well, can y'all give me a definition on what they mean by everything in drag racing? That's a new one.
I like to learn that one, too.
I don't know, kid. I think maybe that's a figure of speech to make the other person look bigger than the other person or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because that rule book is a big-ass book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I think they just be saying that to make themselves look good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've often wondered what the hell they mean by everything in drag racing.
Right.
You know, I know from some of the videos, too, I've seen some guys do some stupid shit. I've seen guys get in the burnout box, spin their tires over, or damn near halfway in the water box. All they're doing is throwing water up in the wheel wells.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe when it drip down. You're never hurting yourself. You get to the edge of the water, roll past the water, then light them up. I notice a lot of guys in these videos spin their tires over in the water. Then they're worrying about why they ain't hooking. They get halfway down the track and the car's spinning. Well, they didn't realize that, you know, there could still be some water up in them fender wells.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
You know,
yeah,
they got some crazy sayings out there.
I went to Roy Hill Drag Racing School and shit. Roy was like, don't never do that shit. I seen him cuff the guy. He told him to begin, don't you do that. One guy did it. Told me, get the out of here. You're going to tear my car up. But, you know, it's just so many things, like you said. You know, we need to get it together.
It just need to be, hey, man. We gonna do it for XY dollars. Ain't no pressure on you. 9 o'clock we get busy. You know, I don't want to
argue
no person all day long, half of the day, and then when it's time to race, I need one more shake now. Man, the track closed at 10, it's 9:30. I need one more shake.
Oh, that's when you see most of your grudge race, when the track getting ready to close 15, 20 minutes beforehand.
I need one more shakedown. Man, you done shook down all day. You know
that's part of the gamble, brother. I don't like it, and I wouldn't do it. I agree with everything y'all saying. I wouldn't do it either.
You know,
when you get late, it get dewy. You know, it gets, you know, we know the air is good for the motor, but you got to think about the tires. They get dewy out there.
Yeah, especially some of these tracks.
Yeah, you know, some of these tracks are deep down in these woods, man, and shit. So, you know, like I say, if it'd be a better communication, I think, you know, it'd be a lot more races, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's a lot more races because it's a good thing they're doing these shootouts, because you see cars that probably have never raced each other and race each other.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because they're running for this $5,000, $6,000. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that bring a lot of action, plus, you know, side betting on the side, you know what I mean? And if I think that went in, if they didn't have those type of races and it'd just be like a all-out grudge fest, I mean, you say if the track packed, it might be 800 cars. And I think out of 800 cars, you might see 6 races. You know, you might see 6 races with everybody testing, though. You see cars going down the track, but you might see 6 major races. And with them shootouts, I think it brings excitement, you know what I'm saying, to the fans. And I think it brings excitement to the drivers, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, them shootouts, they really help for the simple reason is they draw fans.
Yeah.
And fans
are
the ones that help pay the bills.
They're going to pay the bills, yeah.
And
you look at it like this. Even if, say, like me and Kev in a shootout, I pull his name, it still can be a grudge race. Hey, Kev,
right.
Let's put $1,000,
right.
Me and you. Let's put $1,000.
Exactly.
So either which way, we go on for the shootout, and it's still a grudge race at the same time.
Yep.
Exactly, and I agree with you on the center. That is, you know, the announcer can say, you know what, we got these two going at it, but you know what, they didn't throw someone in between the top of them two. You know, they want to get down with this one. They threw an extra pop between them two.
Call that a bonus.
Right, another bonus.
Exactly, a bonus. Yeah, we call that a bonus race or something. Yeah,
it's a grudge race now, but actually we're
exactly.
A shootout, so it's a slack grudge and a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I say, you know, it's a good thing, you know, J-Bar started. It's a damn good thing, you know what I mean? And like I say, you know, it's so hard because our mind is still with the street mentality. And we try
exactly.
To wrap our head around these rules, you know what I mean? And once a lot of guys wrap their head around the rules at the track, I think it'd be a whole lot better, you know what I mean? It won't be no misunderstanding.
100%. One other thing I want to talk about too, guys, is they were talking about safety last night on Joe's show. Guys going down the track with no cage, not putting the safety equipment as far as you know, racing jackets and stuff like that. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh man, that's they most definitely need to do that. Definitely need to do that because, like I said, one of them cars crash or catch on fire, you're going to wish you had everything you ever wanted on.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, that fire, it don't buy none.
It don't
right.
Buy none.
It ain't. Say, that fire is not prejudice.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
Brian Davis, I'd like to thank him for getting on the show last week and telling everyone that he was okay and stuff, but, you know, he was saying that people were posting pictures of his car and, you know, stuff like that, and, you know, that's not cool either, you know. Give a guy a little commissary and respect, you know. You know, he tore up his car and stuff like that, you know. If you remember Bill Clinton.
They did the same thing with Beers, you know. They had stuff on the Internet about Beers like he was half unconscious.
Yeah.
You know, it was like 6 different stories. Oh, broke finger, broke arm, broke wrist, broke foot. Like, damn.
Right.
Then you talk to B, it's like, oh, no, man, I'm a little sore. And,
right.
You know, sprung my finger, this, that, and other. He's like, well, damn, man, they got him on there like he half unconscious or something.
Exactly. Well, he was saying that, you know, in so many words, he didn't appreciate that either, so. You know, it's just that, you know, Brian Davis and Biz were talking about that Thursday night, saying that, you know, we need to, you know, show a little respect to guys. You know, like Brian Davis saying that his fiance is pregnant, his wife's pregnant, and before he can even get out the car, you know, somebody had called and or sent a put a picture on Facebook, and I think she's seen it, and then, you know, she was hysterical, you know, trying to get to him.
Right. Right, trying to get to him. Right?
You know, at least let Brian give a chance to say something to us. You know, to his wife or.
I think a lot of the fans and a lot of the figureographies, you know what I mean. I think sometimes a lot of them get respect, and a lot of them just want to put their name out there. And what I think they need to realize, you know, us with these race cars, some. You know, these race cars is like our livelihood to some people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We spend more time with these cars more than we spend with our damn kids.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that Tyson 100% right, you know.
They don't realize how much pride and how much time and how much energy you got in this car. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't want to hear nothing stupid or no crazy junk. You know what I mean? He spent X, Y dollars. The bitch is slow. You don't want to hear this because you got your pride and soul wrapped up in this car. And
exactly.
They don't realize that. They think it's easy to go get a race car. That shit ain't easy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Go buy a Hot Wheels, you're going to care to the track and race.
I think they
don't understand. You know, what people got wrapped up in these cars. I mean, you just sit back and look at the operations that come in the track, man. You can see what the time and labor and what they got wrapped up in these operations just by pulling through the gate.
Right. Hey, guys, do we have any races tonight? Anywhere tonight?
Not that I know of over this way.
Oh, Macon?
Yeah.
Didn't they go down to Macon?
No, Macon's on the 8th. That's next weekend.
Is it next weekend? Oh, okay. I thought it was this weekend.
And then the weekend after that, we got Tony and Slaughter's race, June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Wick is having a race. Wick is having a race, too.
I think Hill's at the 29th. Hill's at the end of the month.
End of the month, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had the meltdown was supposed to have been over there at 41 this weekend, but they rescheduled for next Saturday.
Right.
Oh, okay.
They had some hell of a weather went through there, didn't
they? Yeah, they had a little thunderstorms and shit.
Little rain, thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't mess with 41, did it? I mean, everything was okay.
No, huh? No. No,
where's Melvin at?
Gonna rain him out.
Melvin, you got the phone? Where's Shake? Where's Shake and Bake at?
Shake's still here.
Shake, got a quick question for you. How do you feel about having a driver's meeting so guys understand, as Tyson was saying, lights, other various things that need to be known, you know, when a guy's got his money on the line, you know.
That's right.
We know Wayne got into it, you know, with some people. As far as I can see from the video, I wasn't there, but I would say Wayne didn't cross the line. He may have touched it, but he didn't cross the line. But
man,
I wasn't there.
I'm going to tell you something. I really appreciate y'all fellas having this talk, because this is something we all need. And y'all come up with a good idea. Drivers meet between the two racers and the track officials, gets a lot of mess out the way, keeps that argument down, and next thing you know, fighting and shooting. But yeah,
right.
When it comes
but I think,
to have
I think
drivers,
some of the tracks that we go to, I think what we need to do is I think, and I kind of talk to Jay Barnes about it. We need to form our own officials at a Grudge Inc. race, or say, for instance, whoever is racist, you need to form some of your own officials, because what some of these officials understand, this is grudge racing. It's not bracket racing. So you can't just tell a guy, oh, yeah, you get the fuck out of here. And excuse my French when I just said that. Because they understand a guy might have X amount of dollars on the line, and he ain't going to go for that. And then you put the official in it, and then now he's getting cussed out, and then there's a problem. I think that we need to bring our own officials in, understand the rules.
Yep. That's where it goes,
and be
to,
done with it.
Like I said, a driver's meet. Then the drivers understand that what's going on at the track, then they can tell their entourage.
Mm-hmm.
They can
right.
go and tell their entourage, and be like, hey, listen. Drivers met with the track. These are the rules. So if you bet, these are rules of the track. Y'all got this understanding. Ain't going to be no fight. Ain't going to be no argument. And just that. You know what I mean? And that eliminates, because it don't mainly be the driver. It be the entourage with all the
there
shit.
You go. Exactly.
It don't be the driver. It be the it be somebody that don't have a clue about nothing, and that's what start all the shit.
Right. And Tyson, let me say this. Tyson just said something right. It's not the driver, it's the entourage. Now, it may be that particular person who helped up some money. Now, people don't realize, these drivers don't just bet. That ain't all their money. So let's get that straightened out now. It is a group of guys who come together to make that bet.
It's a group, you know what I mean? It's a group.
So you got that one guy standing there, and he may have put in $1,000, and he didn't like it. Oh, I ain't losing my $1,000 like that. Blankety, blank, blank, tat.
You
what
know you what they
said,
call
right?
that, Kevin?
Right. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
You know what
something.
They call that?
No, sir.
They call that
let
that
no
go money.
Yeah. That's
yeah. He betting that no go money. That was light bill money he was betting, gas bill money he was betting, and he shouldn't have been betting if he couldn't afford it.
We got to remember that no go money. But you know what?
No
I heard some things
money.
About. I heard some things over in the East Coast to where guys are pissed off at Donye. They said, Donye said he ran a guy on motor, and they said that Donye sprayed him. I told the guys, to look, man, tell you something about Donye. You know, he's been in the game for a long time. I don't think he's going to stick you on some bullshit like that. That's just me. But, you know, me personally, I don't think Donye did it. I think he was on motor.
And
he just got a quick car. He got a quick car. Give him man his respect.
Donye liked to race. And I done seen him several times when he raced, and it always been a controversy. He come up with another race. Well, if you don't like this, let's do this then.
Right. He's one of them guys who ain't scared to race, seriously.
He's going to race.
He got a big
car. Out whatever's going on, you know what I mean? And he just like to race, you know what I mean?
Right. He going to try and make it right to get a race on.
Hey, Kevin, check it out. If you listen to all these talk shows, Monday through Friday through Saturday, Donye is all over the United States. He's in New York.
Yeah.
He's in Florida. He's in North Carolina. He's in Mississippi. Who else you know do the same thing?
He's been to Florida. He's been to Florida a couple times.
Every time I talk to somebody on the talk show, he's been over there. He's been in New York or Maryland. He's over there. The boy likes to race.
So what are people trying to say? Are they trying to say the man don't want to race, and when he goes, he trying to cheat? He go all over the country.
The boy likes to race, and if they can't prove he cheating, leave it alone.
What pissed him off is the man went over there and conquered like he said he was. He went and knocked both of their heads off like he said he was going to do, and that's what fucked him up.
Right.
That's all it boiled down to. Whoever they thought was super fast, he chopped their head off. They brought somebody up, he chopped their head off. Now it's a problem.
Well, you know what? Can I say this? I think what Donye had did was really, really race the car that the boys on the East Coast was more extreme than Donye's car. But I tell people this, and this is my thing. The boys in Chicago used to do shit that we never even heard of. Like I told you, bro, I went to a race called the Soul Nationals years ago. I used to go every year. And I seen this big black Cadillac coming there. put the damn thing on here. Oh, boy, they had True Spokes on the front. Man, that damn thing went down. That's holy shit. But Chicago's been known to put, just they have a way of doing things. That's their recipe. Just like us, we have a way in Detroit of doing our things. California has a way of doing their things. You know, Tony Bynum have a way of doing their things.
Yeah, well, I say it this, you know, these entourages, man, it's like a goddamn game nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
but you know what? I'm
have the track to get your money from a game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm saying this. I want to say this to Wayne, that owned the Gold Digger, Detroit, Michigan. I seen Street King. We was at a race, and one of his guys was getting out of control. And Street King told him, dude, he said, man, shut up. I didn't take care of the situation. Why are you still sitting here running your mouth? That was the most. That's the first time I've ever seen that. And that man got in his head and said, look, dude, leave it alone. It's done. Why are you still here bickering with these people?
That goes back to
what
I was saying.
He told the man, get in your car. He said, get in your car and leave if you don't like what's going on.
That goes back to what I was saying.
Only person I've seen doing that.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, that goes back to what I was saying. He better than no go money.
That no go, yeah. And it's so hard because you got your own little group, a race team. You know your little group. But everybody want to fit in to your little group, so now they claiming, well, I'm this person, you know what I mean? Now they wearing your shirts, they talking about your car to other people. Now they locking your car in, so now you got people coming at you from 30 different ways. Like, what you want to do? What you want? Like, man, who is you? You know? Well, Sunset said you gonna run us head up, man. I don't even know you.
Right.
Well, ain't he with your crew? I don't know that man. You know what I mean?
And he never is with my crew. I speak for my own shit.
Know.
Right.
That's like me. That's like me racing Tyson. And Tyson boy can run his fucking mouth. Tyson ain't said a damn thing. But here it is. Now there's a bridge. Now there's beef between me and Tyson. Tyson ain't said a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why I tell you guys, you need to walk up to that guy and say, hey, man.
That's like if I'm racing a guy that got a big entourage, I'm coming to him. Hey, man, what I can afford to race you, that's what I told you. Me and you got $2,000 locked up. That's me.
Exactly.
And you. The rest of these cats, I can't control. But
right,
men lose
right.
a draw, I suspect we come man to man like we do or not. Here's your money, or here's your money.
Mm-hmm.
Then
exactly.
The rest of that, they can deal with. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That don't, right. And I always tell the guy this if I'm racing, I said, look. Whatever, man, you bet, that's on me. Whatever come on the side, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right.
I got nothing on the side. This is me and
you nothing
first.
To do with this shit, so don't come back to me talking about I owe you another X amount of dollars.
Right. I'm not responsible
you,
for
yeah,
the
you,
other crap.
Right. Right. Exactly. That's on, you know, that's on you and, right. And I think that's what's happening to a lot of guys, too. Because you get the one guy, like, looks like Tyson Fair. Oh, man, hell no. And the driver like, well, you know, okay, well, you know, he's trying to be civil about it. He's been racing for years. He know the game. But they got this one guy, like Tyson said, he's fucking good. That motherfucker owes some money. Then driver, you know,
yeah.
as I call them, co-signers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need nobody co-sign for me.
It might not even
don't co-sign for me.
Person. It might not even be nobody in neither one of the race camps. It's just somebody yelling some stupid shit. With already a heated situation, and they go to boiling pot, and I'm boiled over again.
Right.
If anyone like to, you know, get on this conversation, please hit the one button, and we'll get you in, so you can get on this conversation. Because you know, it's a good conversation. I think it needs to be discussed. And as we call our shows, the round table, we don't treat anybody different or funny. Like everybody, get in and discuss the situation. It's your floor, Tyson and Kid.
Oh, no, you know, I mean, I just do something out there and, you know, just on my mind, something I'm just thinking about and, you know, I just throw it out there and put it out there in the universe, you know what I'm saying?
All right, hold on 1 second. We're going to try.
313-6868.
Would Teo graduate from kindergarten?
Yeah, 310-8232. Your mic is open.
Hey, you know what? I didn't graduate from goddamn nothing, motherfucker. Now I'm on the line.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Oh, shit. The big dog was listening in, wasn't he?
Yeah. Hey, Teo, how the hell you got that damn duct tape I wrapped your ass up in?
Listen, man, it tied me up again, mother. You never tie up in it. Well, you know how you shut up in Italian? You tie up their hands, because we all talk about
hands. Hey, guys, hold 1 second. I got one of the call. 901-2877. Your mic is open.
Uh-oh. Bad boy.
Whoa, what's going on?
Hey, Wick, can I get one more call? 219-2285. Your mic is open.
Hey, Leon.
Leon.
I think.
And let's go with 313-6868. Your mic is open. All right, Wick, what you think about what's going on? What's going on?
The first question I think of, I didn't know if I was off to everything in drag racing, I think that means the back tire, the hit, and the clear. I think that's what that means. Hold on. I noticed a lot of steel going on in racing, but the guys who racing, they ain't stipping that much. It's the guys that ain't racing doing all the stipping. That's what I think.
Right.
Right. Because Tony, he raced, I've seen him race big tires and everything. Well, now, you might say you got big tires on to run you. And if you tell a guy you got big tires on to run, that's the guy that you know that's faster than you. But if a guy got big tires and you say, yeah, I'm going to run you, and then you know you might can beat him. So there's a lot of that going on. But most of the guys who ain't racing the ones doing all the stipping.
Gosh.
Like just say, for instance, you don't have to have a big tire to know that a guy might be just say I'm gonna give you an example. I ran Big Ball. Right now I don't feel I feel right now that Big Ball has went faster time than me. But I still run him again and again and again and again. But
right.
I feel as though his car is faster than mine. So if I wanted to ship it, I could say, well, no, I don't want to run Big Ball. He's faster than me. You know, I don't know if he's faster or not. I have simple on his car.
What you're saying, basically, it was just his day.
Yeah, it was just his day. My man, they went through the life at the same time. My man said he couldn't tell if he won or he won, you see. So we'll run him again until I feel
right.
I can't beat Big Ball. I won't run him no more. But I'm gonna, you know, we married right now. I'm gonna run him every time I see him.
slow down, Bobby.
hey, Mr. Russo.
Yes, sir.
Now, how the hell did you get that duct tape, man? That's what I need to know.
Man, because you didn't put it on tight enough because the sand was still sticking. That's how it came off. How you like you beat the sand out here, baby? I like my world.
Yeah, I love it, man. You know what? I'm going to find your ass. Duct tape you back up again.
Now here's the bad thing, man. Now I got to figure out how I'm going to get you the fuck out of my house.
Nah, I'm staying. I ain't paying no rent.
Man. What's going on with you, brother? But what he told us,
he got the AC on, walking around in your house with some thongs sitting in your favorite chair.
Hey, Tyson. Tell him I got the farts, too.
Hey, Tayo, you better check your furniture.
It might be ball juice everywhere.
Hey, I just got a text that Tony Vines just gapped your gentle on motor with the Bojack car or something. Tony, them little Mustang had the green doors on it.
Uh-huh.
I think him and your gentle are friend on motor. They up in Thunder Valley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got over. I know Mike Hill got the race with the Pro Mod guys over there in They should be going to the second round now. Edmund made the second round. Mike made the second round. Damn, what's the other guy? Two other guys. I don't know. I know the old Jack got put out. Tony Wright got put out. And the other guys, I don't know the two other guys, but yeah, I think they're finna go into the second round now.
Well, that'd be a hell of a race with old Mike and Edmund.
The old Jack got knocked off.
$18,000. I said, shit, that's a pretty good pot to make three hits. Hell yeah.
Damn.
Hey, where Mark at?
He at the house. He in Tupelo.
Oh, okay.
They got him over in Tupelo.
That'll be a hell of a race if Mike and Edmund line back up again. That'll be if they pull each other's names, they'll line back up. They pull names around. They probably pulling now or coming around now.
Got a question for you. Your new car, Candy. Is that a 10.5 car?
It's a 29/315.
Okay. Oh, it's a drag radio car.
Yeah, well, it's just a Mustang, you know. I'm going to have either 315 or some 29Ws on it, ladder bar car.
Okay.
Hey, Wig.
Yeah.
Come on now, be real, man. You don't own just Mustangs, okay? You own a badass Mustang. Don't say it's just a Mustang. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
I was down in Lena when you was running, man. You got some Mustangs.
Yeah, it's going to be a badass Mustang now. I ain't going to lie to you.
There you go. I knew there was some secret in there, man. I know.
I was on the phone with the chassis, man, this morning. And I kind of got in the shit a little bit this morning. I told him, you know. Either you're going to finish or I can come get it. And, you know, they don't do the work.
I think that was a big problem, too, that we have. I mean, you know, we got guys who do work for us. And then, yeah, I have it done. And I'm kind of in the same situation. I have it done. And then you get there, your car's sitting in the same damn spot.
Yeah, that's
some of them sassy guys get lazy as hell, man.
Yeah, I don't know, and all of them the same. All of them,
man. They get 85% there and get lazy as hell.
Yeah. Get that thing going, you know. You know, I'm really just sizing these guys up right now.
Right.
All I'm basically doing.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're doing a pretty damn good job with my show, man. I'm afraid I ain't going to have a show next week, man. So be easy, man. Pause a little bit.
Run out of shit to say, man. We just having fun.
You're going to sit back, Teo. Enjoy your PR graduation. Eat some pizza, some ice cream.
Hey, and when he opened my mic, I was going to say, what about the white women? But Doc said to go bring in all that kindergarten graduation shit, got me all riled up. Got me going a different direction, goddammit.
Go to eat some pizza and ice cream and sit back and let grown folks talk.
Hey, you know what? I really got something to say tonight. Since that damn Gypsy Mike. I like to see Gypsy Mike run Wick. I think that's the two baddest Mustangs from the East Coast to West Coast.
You said what now?
Wow.
There's a guy named Gypsy Mike out of California. He's got a nice Mustang. You should have been like, wouldn't you? He runs slicks.
Yeah, he's got a all motor Mustang.
Oh, okay. Do you race nice
cars? Yeah, just look him up on the internet. Look up Gypsy Mike.
Okay.
On YouTube.
Yeah, I'll check.
You'll find him.
Yeah, I'll check him out.
Yeah, he's got a couple, you know, quick cars. I want to say,
whoa!
He's got so many cars, man, I don't even know what motor he's got in that thing. I want to say that Mustang has either
a small block Ford in it or a big block Chevy. He's got a couple of them, but they're motor cars. The big block, I think, is all motor car.
Yeah, Tyson, did
you mute my mic? Did you mute my mic, Tyson?
Yeah, Tyson.
Mic is out the board now.
Grown folks talk. You muted. How do it feel? You mute mine all the time.
Hey, well, listen, I got to get back inside to the graduation stuff, man, but I keep going, man. Keep doing a great job. Thanks, everybody, calling in. I'm gonna get back to you guys in a few minutes. I got to go in there and show my face, and I'll be right back. Stay gone.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, man. Bye.
Hey, Tyson. Hey, Tail.
Yeah.
Hey, Kansas.
Tail.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm here. Can anybody hear me? I'm here, fellas.
What up, Kevin?
What's happening? That shake and bake?
Huh?
That shake and bake?
That's Leon.
Leon! Yeah, Cousin Leon, we got your mic open.
What's happening, man?
What's going on,
Leon? Y'all, I had to get on mute because I wanted while I wanted to finish watching this game, man. Miami just got their head knocked off.
Yeah, was going to go seven games anyway.
Miami having a hell of a time with them young boys in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, LeBron's playing some garbage basketball, man.
He trying to get that first round pick.
Well, they ain't going on to Miami now. What's happening, race team?
Not too much.
What y'all got going on tonight, man? We all said, thank God, we all still here. We ain't flooded and we ain't getting tornadoed.
Yes, sir. Well, we was talking about the skipping. I let Tyson got he was talking about the skipping and we're talking about the track rules. Guys are getting frustrated. I'm not for sure what was that race. He could probably tell us more if he was at that race, but I know T5 was really heated, and we couldn't understand what was going on. I think some of us did and some of us didn't, but we were saying that, we need to start having driver's meetings so these guys understand what's going on, And
well,
I kind of heard
really
on that particular video, they said the guy turned on both buses, automatic started. And Tyson wanted to talk about,
What I was saying is, we like every track, we travel to or go to, just need to have a driver's meeting where they understand how the track is being run. If it's on an automatic tree, if you touch the wall, you DQ. If you cross the line, you DQ. Just let all the drivers know how the track is going and how many seconds you got to stage. And that way, I think a lot of the bull crap will be, thrown out the window.
Well, you know what? We got Wick. You still there? Wick. I don't know if Wick's still there or not. I'm going to ask Wick because, we had a question about the entourage and, other things. I mean, what does he look at when he goes into a track? Is he looking for, driver's meeting or, he makes all his own calls by himself, and he don't need no entourage.
Well, you know what? I look at it.
What
do
you got to say about Leon?
I look at it like this. If I come to the track, if me and Aaron run, I'm gonna make my own rules. We running track rules head up, pro tree. Ain't no need you try to turn two bulbs on. And I'm going to do it the right way, just like I'm bracket racing. I'm going to cut on one bulb. I'm going to clean my motor. You cut on one bulb, you clean your motor. I'm going to basically wait there until you get in there. When you cut yours in, I'm going right on in, right behind you. So it'll be like soon as he hit the button, he go and I go in. Investment. Now, if you cross the yellow or scrape the wall, you lose because you run off the track. That's what we was talking about.
Different track got different rules. Some of the tracks, say you can touch the line, but you can't if you cross it, you out. But if you touch it, you good. dump
right,
truck
right,
tape, you touch the line, you out. So, I mean, that's what I was saying is, you know, you get with whoever the track and say, what's y'all rules? Then, okay, I know what to do from here. You know what I mean?
Well, I know when
right.
I know when I used to bracket race, if you touched the line, you were still good. You got to cross the line to be
right.
out of it.
Right.
Right.
You got to cross it.
Right.
You can touch it,
right.
but you can't cross it.
Right.
You know,
then
they
you
got their wave by still. You'd be surprised how you can see when a car crossed that line. You can actually see it when you're in them towers.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the way I see it, and that's the way I would race, and I'm going to make it clear to any of them guys. You know what I'm saying? You hit the wall, you automatically lost. That's plain as that.
Mm-hmm.
You cross
mm-hmm.
the line, you automatically lost. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's where the NHRA runs.
Right. And that's where it should be, to keep the whole commotion down. But see, you got guys out there that like to play those games and do all
my
that old stuff just to try to be a
good
race.
Exactly.
And see,
that's the moral
that,
of this whole story, Leon. That's my point exactly.
But you know what? I'm going to say this, though. You know why a lot of them play it like that? Because they got that, what they call, what I call, that's that don't go money. You go up and then you out here gambling, and you really, that ain't the money you're supposed to be gambling with. And you
Hey, Leon, hold on 1 second, baby boy. 773-3969, your mic is open.
You could have kept that mic closed, Kevin, whoever that is with all that noise back there.
All right, let's try this. 205-5133.
What's going on, Kev?
What's up? Oh, man. Sleep the king. All right, hey, Sleep, give me 1 second, dude. Give me 1 second. 312-0684. Your mic is open.
Chicago.
Go ahead, Sleep. Do your thing.
I ain't nothing, man. I just chimed in and wanted to say, hey, the witch, Leon, and the kid, and the on the line, man. I ain't got much to talk about.
Hey, everybody, I want to say this about my boy, Sleep. I'm going to say this. I had to say this. Man, Sleepy look good. Sleepy lost weight. He looking good. And I talked to him. I said, Sleep, how you look that weight? I ain't going to tell a secret until he ready to sell the book. But, Sleep, I've been working on it.
It's going to happen for you, bro. Just do what I told you.
You're looking good, baby. You're looking good, man. You're looking good. Back to your racing weight.
That's right. Get back to my race weight, brother.
What's up, Sleepy? You all right?
Soon and very soon, brother. All right, Tyson. Soon and very soon.
The family doing good, brother?
Everybody good, too. I just wanted to chime in, man. I heard y'all guys talking, man. I wanted to get on and let y'all know I ain't forgot about the show, man. Just that sometime I be working, man. I can't get on, but when they let me out that whole room, we'll come up and make a call, you know.
Yeah, hey, man, why you let Hill get out that duct tape, man? I'm no kinder than let him out. Because Tyson double taped me. I think he's beating his blood.
Kenny Garth teacher chasing him around that graduate. He knew he was supposed to be on that phone talking.
Hey, Sleepy. Sleep. You didn't have nothing.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello, everybody. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. I thought everybody dropped off that minute.
It sounded like it for a minute.
No, everybody's still here.
Yeah.
Hey, Sleep, did you hear Tyson start a topic tonight, which is really, really good. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't, man. I just got on.
All right, Tyson, why don't you go ahead and hit him again so he can hear it, so he can, you know, he can speak on it. Tyson still there?
Did he drop off?
Kid. Hey, Kid,
yeah,
you there? Hey, Tyson, go ahead and let Sleep know what the topic that you started tonight, which has really been good tonight.
Go ahead and start it, Kid. I got to move these cars around. I got to go on mute for
okay.
a second.
Kid, help me out. What we were talking about tonight was saying that, we need to start having driver meetings because a lot of guys we're noticing now, we're seeing a lot of controversy. You know, I guess that's the best way to say it. And we want to stop it. Do you think that we should have start having driver meetings so a driver knows, you know, how to turn a bulb on and how long to wait and stuff like this and that?
Well, to be honest with you, Kevin, a lot of them guys, man, pretty much know the rules and regulations when it comes down to that, man. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have them, but then too, on the same token, man, a lot of them guys know, man, a lot of guys like me, myself, Leon, and all of us,
right.
We've been racing a while now, so we pretty much know the rules when it comes down to grudge racing and drag racing. So I don't know, man. That's really a question that you got to ask the guys that's just coming out. Because the old school
right.
guys already know this. I already know, like Melvin, all those guys, drag, all of them, they already know, man. So pretty much the ones that have the issues evidently ain't been around the game long enough to know that,
right.
You know how the rules go. So, I mean.
Well, I mean.
It's good for some guys, and some guys I already know, you know.
Right, and I agree with you. I just say that, I always thought was, you know, you turned your first bub on, let the guy get his second, you know, let him get his first bub on. Then, you know, either one of you bump in, and then you bump, you know what I'm saying? Whoever bump in, and then, shit, get on the damn transport. I mean, you know, get them load the converter up or get on trans brake. That's what I was always taught. Or load the clutch up.
That's the way straight up race is going to do it, but not without that game plan, you know. I mean, every guy has, you know, that some guys strategize like that. They make you sit up and they're going to wait to see
as they go.
The stage. And, right, because they just did that, you know, in Montgomery. You was there. You saw those guys did it.
Yeah.
That bigger on that one guy. They sat there, man, for, what, 3-4 minutes? Almost. But it seemed like that anyway. And then the guy finally came in here, Big O was so far in front of him, he should have just went on the stage and still waiting on him, you know.
Right.
I mean, you were there, you saw how long it took them guys to stage, man, they still got left.
Well, that's even like, now, this is something I have to say. I mean, when Buck Naked had that race with the white boys, the white boys did want Buck Naked to race. The track official told the white boys to go ahead. And
right.
Phil and them said no. He told them, no, go, I'm disqualifying. They said no. He said, I'm telling you, to get in there, I'm disqualifying you. Now, you don't see us on video. The white boys didn't want to race butt naked. So, you know, let's get that straight. Now, you know, for some people out here, you know, I was standing there, a couple other people standing there, so, you know, we just keeping it real. I mean, that was the truth. You know, and butt naked, and he was good with it, you know, and it was, and the guys didn't argue, we had a good time. But I want to say this too. Man, Alabama, man, that's the best race I've been to, a grudge race. I didn't see much arguing, bickering. People were just so good to you, you know. I wish we could see more of it.
It was a good time. It was definitely a good time.
You know? And
hey,
whatever
y'all get done, them guys play them games like that. That's that don't go money. Whatever y'all get done playing,
right?
Yeah, kid. Now that is kid's word. When y'all hear this from now on, no go money. Kid started that.
Yeah.
So y'all got to pay him. Y'all got to pay him a dollar every time you say it.
I said no go money, man.
He will have it copyrighted. But no, seriously, kid, bring up something, man, that I never thought of, and Leon and the rest of you guys, kid, right. I never thought about that. Smart man. It's called no go money. Goddamn, I put the rent money up and everything else, you
right.
know?
Taking a chance on betting their rent money, light bill money, and shit, and then when they lose, oh, goddamn, I was fucked up. You know.
But let me tell you another thing, too. And I'm going to tell you about these boys in Alabama. Them boys pay up. They don't argue. There was one guy over there, and him and Butt Naked, he bet with Butt Naked when another guy gets the, you know, gets the white boys. That man paid up. And I'm looking like, man, he ain't argues a dude. He was standing right there, and Rick could tell you that. He said, man, I made a bet on the side. I paid up.
Hey, Kevin, just make
he said,
it, man.
I did not see that problem in Alabama, dude. I did not see that problem. People was like, hey, I made a bet. This is my bet. I'm paying it.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about us from the
A lot of that comes from everybody want to come in the house and run for big money. But,
right.
See, I can walk in
right.
the door. I'm only going to run for what I can afford. So it don't matter
right.
if I run for 500 or if I run for 5,000. 500 just as good as it is 5,000. Everybody like to win $5,000.
Right.
But if you can't afford to win no 5,000,
no,
I'm just going to bet the way I can bet. Okay. And that's why a lot of them get out there like that.
Oh, you did? Okay. And I would have to agree on that. That's what, you know, that's what I tell a guy. If I'm going to bet with him, I don't care if it's $100 to whatever. That bet between me and you. Now, whatever you and your boy thump on the side, that's,
right.
I ain't to do with that. I'm locking you in for what me and you said we going to do.
Right. Yeah.
So don't have your boy come with a bunch of money talking about, oh, no, we want to bet this. I have nothing to do with that. And I think that's one of the stuff a lot of guys need to start doing.
Okay.
Dude, I got $2 compared to your $100. I can only afford to bet $2.
Yeah.
Now, whatever you and your boys come up with,
uh-huh.
they're between y'all. Now, if my boys come up with some shit, I'm going to get this straight now.
Okay.
Let me and you come back, count whatever we're going to run for,
wow.
and let's agree on it. But I'm telling you now, if I'm going to run kid, if me and you going for $100, $200, that's on me and you, right? Now, whatever come up on the side, and me and you allowed to come in to get paid off, that's fine.
Yeah,
but see, some of these entourages, like Tyson is saying, they're making bets.
Right.
And as Kid said, too, they bet their no-go money. So then they come in and create a problem. But one of the things I like to say to Detroit Hood said from now on, we'll take every
right. Okay.
All right. Lock-in from now on because they have discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
I want to say I respect the man for that.
But you know what, though? We all men, we all gamble. If you go to a casino and you put in your money in a slot machine, you're going to do what that slot machine do. Them dudes, a lot of them dudes come up in there and make them bets and don't want to pay them bets, them lock-up bets, and don't want to pay them bets out because they feel... It ain't their fault because their car broke. It ain't their fault because stuff didn't happen to their cars and all that. But when you lock in, a lock in is a lock in. If you break your car,
right.
if y'all ain't got no understanding, you break your car, you just lose your lock up money. It ain't no such
right.
thing and no easy money because you travel. It costs.
Okay, travel. Leon, I'm going to say this question to you. I know you've been racing for years, okay?
Yeah.
Why do guys, and this is, I want everybody to hear this, what I got to say. Why do guys. Lock up $1,000. I'm just getting a scenario. Lock up $1,000. I'm not saying they do, but lock up $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you only got to drive 4 hours. Now, Leon, if I'm going to race you and I'm compatible with you, I know you coming. I'm going to say, Leon, man, lock me in for
$200.
And the reason why I say $200 because I ain't trying to kill your pocket, but this is my thing. If you don't show up and I'm just sitting there all day, I won't get paid for some of my time for sitting there waiting on you.
So
that's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm gonna use this as an example. I was in that situation right there.
Mm-hmm.
I locked when me and Gadget locked in. Me and Gadget locked in the race. But Gadget, as a man, called me and told me his car wasn't gonna be ready. So he called and told me his car wasn't ready. So by me being a man of my word, that you know what, his car wasn't ready, and then. Since he told me his car wasn't ready, so it wasn't no need for me going all the way to Georgia. So you know what I did?
Right.
I just said, you know what, man? We'll race again. You don't owe me nothing. Because I didn't go to the races because he didn't show up, and it wasn't no need to go because I wanted to race them. So if his car wasn't ready, so I just said, hey, look, you don't owe me nothing. We'll get this off another time. You know what I'm saying? That's
yes,
how I did. That's the way me and him did it, as men. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say,
right.
he owe me $300. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, Leon, give me 1 second. 1 second. I got a 901-2877. Your mic is open.
Yeah, it is weird. I had fell off. I had to get back on.
All right. Hey, Wick, hold on. One quick second.
What's happening?
We got 313 48-70, your mic is open.
Unmuted.
313-4870. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I was surprised
he
texted me
back
time. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah. 313. Is you?
The 6868. It's Melvin, man. I'm just listening in. What's going on, Sleepy? What's going on, everybody? What's happening?
Okay, okay. Melvin, we need you on this conversation. Let Leon finish what he had to say, and we need to hear this, dude. We need to get this out. And we had a question for you too.
Give it away.
Okay, Wick, we got one question for you. We were talking about people. We were talking about people with their entourages, and I wanted to give you a lot of. With Dr. Alabama, I seen you down there, and I wanted to say that you did a commendable job when your people was trying to get raped and other crew was trying to get raped, and you called the owner over and y'all said, "Hey, man, we straight. You know, you and him worked it out."
Yeah.
Do you think entourages are hurting us to a certain extent?
They can.
Or whatever.
Yeah, they can. The entourage get out of hand, be all up on the line, around the cars, and I had to tell my guys to get back sometime. Because it'd be so many, you know, everybody want to do something, help. You know, everybody really basically trying to help.
All right.
But, you know, basically getting in the way,
right.
You know.
Okay.
So I had to tell my guys sometimes, look, who I got doing this, doing that, you know, let them get up there and do their job and do what they got to do and everybody else get out the way, you know.
Right.
But, entourage can't hurt you now. Just like Jajanto, I ain't saying it hurt him. Jajanto, hell, he had 50 people with him and all of them want to get up on the line.
And Wick, that's what we were just talking about. You know, as Monk used to tell us, he used to run a super gas car. He used to tell us, you know what, you want to go with me? We're like, yeah. You want to be part of the team? We're like, yeah. He go, okay, you check the tire pressure. You put me in a burnout. You check the plugs when you come back. You do this and that. He said, because I'm not going to be screaming at everybody. If I got a problem, I'm going to come over to you and say, why would that tire pressure check right? Why wouldn't them plugs check? Why wouldn't them valves flash right?
Right.
I think that's one of the most respectful things that you could do as a team owner and as a team. Like I wanted to commend, I commended Aaron, Street King from Detroit. I seen him. He's the first person I've seen this happen. We was at Milan one night. I think he was at Milan 131. And one of his guys got irate. Aaron said, hey, little dude. He said, it's good. You know, whatever the situation was, Aaron had took care of it. And the guy kept running to Aaron and said, you know what, dude? I'm asking you to leave it alone. Aaron told him about that. I told him about that three times. Aaron said, you know what, man? Get in your fucking car and leave. He said, I'm not trying to cause any problem. I'm just trying to race. If I lost, I lost.
Yeah.
If I won, I won.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that about Aaron. And I commended him for that particular time for doing that. And I'm just saying that, we were talking about the driver's meeting. I think that's one of the things that we really, really need to start doing.
Yeah.
You do these races, you need to call a driver's meeting. And you let these drivers
right.
Go, okay, it's sit on automatic, it's sit on this or that, or you take a vote. Do you want automatic or manual?
Right. But I think, you know what I think, the light situation thing, a lot of grudge tracks don't have an auto start on. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to put the auto start on and let the grudge racers know that the auto start is on. That way these guys won't get in here and get to playing any lights. Because I tell my driver, don't play. We ain't come to win no race by playing in the lights. We come to win a race by power. So, just go ahead. If my driver takes, it don't take no driver 5 seconds, 7 seconds to get in no light, unless something wrong. So I tell my guy, my guys, I got like 4 drivers, and I tell them, get in, let's get it on and get it over with, turbos and all. Ain't no sense in playing, trying to burn them down because they got these new converters. You can't burn no turbo down now, no way. So,
a lot of guys. you know, let's just put it this way. Some guys have money. They really don't know how to race, but they got a fast car and they can drive it.
Yeah.
But you can't. You mess a man's converter up, he gonna be pissed off. You know, I don't have half the converter. You got, I pay $800 for my converter, and I'll be damn, I'll be pissed off somebody burned my shit up.
You know,
called, like you say, it's called common sense.
Right.
You know, and as Tyson was saying tonight, people don't understand what we have in these cars.
Yeah, you got 7 seconds to get in with the auto start, and they need to put it on, and that way. Because I know that a lot of guys out of Chicago, they take a long time getting in the fight.
Okay.
Dunye is one of them. But, I mean, you know, I ain't never seen him take extremely long, but he takes 7 seconds, 8 seconds. When he pull in his first bulb, he purging, going, you know, cleaning the motor out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He back in neutral with the first bulb on. I think my driver, we don't, you know, when he's in the first bulb, he's ready to go.
Hey,
but you know, when you went, this is what I was always taught. So when you turn the first bulb on, clean your motor out, and then turn the second one on, because a lot of times you can build up fuel or have a fuel miss.
I don't know. If you got to clean your motor out when you get the first bulb, you got a problem. You need to get that problem situated. You got a carburetor problem or something, because I watch all the guys all over the world running to some of the fastest cars in the world, and all of them, when they pull in their first bulb, they ready to pull in the second. They don't go back to neutral and clean their motor out.
Right.
And then go back to drive.
Hey, Whit.
Uh-huh.
Don't mean to cut you off, but, you know, like you said, when you put on both those bulbs with that automatic start, he ain't got but 7 seconds to get his other second bulb on. Or he's been disqualified.
Yeah, and I think they need to start running it in grudge racing.
Right.
That'll keep guys from trying to, you know, take so long to get in. And let them know, hey, the auto start is on, you know, and that, you know, I mean, they don't run it in grudge racing. You don't have auto start in grudge racing.
Right.
They don't want it, and I, it's cool with me, but.
It'll cut down on a lot of bullshit, I can tell you that.
Tony double bugged you. He ain't messing around. Like Tony Bynes, he could both his bulbs on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody's car should have different.
In, pull out.
Yeah,
that'll cut down on a whole lot of that burning down stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Wick, I think what we're trying to say tonight is that. We don't live in a communist country. Let's just say that, okay?
Right.
You have choices, and you don't have choices. You got a guy who can say, like you said, have a driver's meeting. Let a guy know. And I agree with you on the auto start. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
My thing is, if I'm racing you, okay, I might clear my car out. That's just a habit, okay? And it's maybe a habit hard to break. Okay,
yeah.
I'm not gonna sit there and just burn you down and play games with you. You know, I say it needs to be known. Okay, if Wick wants to clear his car out, I'm gonna sit there and wait on Wick until he clears it out, and then I'm gonna bump and clear mine out, and then we'll pull in. We're gonna pull in together.
Right.
You know, maybe that's another option. You know, and I agree with you. Some cars are just not. You know, you don't need to clear them out.
Mm-mm.
You know, but when you like, you got a guy like me, we just got junkyard motors, you know, we got to do every little thing we can do to, you know, make sure they run right.
I know those two carburetor small blocks, I know they have to clean them out real good. Them two carburetors.
Well, I run a small block, and I was always told to, you know, make sure you clear them out.
Yeah. Now one carburetor small block, I've had several of them. You know, we ain't never had to clean one out once we pull in the first bulb, you know. It ain't. You know, our big motors, we don't have to clean them out when we put them in the first bulb. You know, I mean, it's just, and we got pretty big motors in all the cars, and we just never had to pull it, you know, once we pull in the second bulb.
That was never some of the option for you.
Right. If you got to clean it out, it's something going on with it. You know, you got carburetor problem, jet problem, you know, and now on most of our race cars, we run throttle launchers. Those are real good.
Yeah, but you also got to realize, too, a guy who runs a motor car to a nitrous car, just let me say this. A nitrous car with cleaner plug clearer on the fast than a motor car.
Right, you're right. But I don't
know,
motor grudge cars. Ain't but like two or three guys running motor grudge cars. That's drag and
me?
Huh? Yeah.
I said nobody but me too. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you and drag. Hell shit. So you know, you better put these guys, you know, these guys put nitrous on these things. They running nitrous in them.
Now, Melvin, you on the line?
Yeah,
Melvin, you on the line?
Yeah,
what do you think? We know you've been racing for years, but what do you think about drivers meeting? Also chime in on the, you know, playing your call out, having courtesy for the next person, you know, and automatic start. What do you think about that?
I think the automatic start is good. You get that 7 seconds, and, shit, if you can't clean it out within those 7 seconds, when you get your turn, your one bulb on, and you get ready to turn the other one on, you should be able to get it cleared out and get in there and get on down through there, you know. We ought to just come up with a basic guideline that this is what goes on in grudge racing, and we all just stick to it, and then we can just get away from the rest of this. Everybody know this is what goes on in grudge racing, you know, so we ain't got this guy want to rule over here, this guy want to rule over here. We just need one set of rules, and let's just go racing. You know, all that trickery with the tree and all that other stuff, it don't matter to me none, you know. Because I'm like this. Once I see them amber lights, I'm out of there. You know what I'm saying? He can do all the tricking and whatever he want to do. When I turn that trans brake loose, I got something to show him. So, you know, for me,
right,
as long as I've been doing it, I don't even worry about a lot of that stuff, man. Let's just, you know, race. But we just need one good set of rules, and everybody go by those rules, man, and let's just get busy and, you know, cut out all the crazy stuff that we got going on, because eventually somebody going to get hurt over this, you know, the guy trying to take advantage.
Yeah, and I think that's why the guys, and let me tell you something, I want to commend everybody for getting on this show tonight to speak up, because a lot of people might call us assholes. But,
well, you know.
You know, I want to say this to everybody. We assholes, but, you know, we got money invested in these cars. We got time. We take away from our kids and our wife to do this thing. And, you know, it's not a trickery thing. We just trying to get a fair playing field. That's all. You know, and then we're getting some guys, like I said, we're getting too much bullshit. You know, Tyson brought up a good thing tonight. He said just too much bullshit where guys are complaining all year, and I want to come in with again and say, you know what, my entourage has done things I didn't like, and I had to go straighten them out. It took a man to get on the phone to say that. Some guys don't get on the phone and say shit.
Well, you can have too many people up there on the starting line, and that ain't even really good for the driver. You got guys opening doors over here. You got a guy on this side. This going on. That's going on. You distracting the driver. He need to be focused on what he's going to do, because he got to get up out of there. You know, he got all this stuff
right
going on. That's taking away from his concentration on what he got to do. So a couple guys, you know, after you do your burnout, you got one behind the car and one in front, and they putting you where you need to be at, and that's really all you really need up there.
I agree 100%. I mean, you know, I know you and Rick been racing for years, and I have not been racing longer than either one of y'all, but I've been in the race since I was 2 years old. But, you know, I don't own caliber cars that you guys own, but it's good that you guys are on the show. And people, you know, I want to say this. Old man said this one time. He said, if you can't respect your elders, you can't respect nobody. Now, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, you young guys getting there, go over and talk to Wick. Talk to Melvin. They ain't gonna, you know, there ain't no funny acting, guys. They're going to help you out. Make you live longer. Wick, I want to say this to Wick, too. Wick, man, you make sure your driver has got his safety equipment on. I ain't never seen a video. I ain't never seen Wick where he ain't made sure his driver got all his safety equipment on. You know, and that's another thing we're talking about, safety equipment. You know, these guys really, really got to get their stuff together.
Yeah, you want to have that safety equipment on. If something happens, man, you don't want to be inside that car getting tossed around till it stops. You don't want to do that.
You know, some guys wanted to get on here and talk about Biz. I respect Biz. Biz tried it. But then Biz came back and said this. I'm good. I'm a checkbook racer. And that's not putting Biz down. Biz said what he had to say and it's done with. Leave it alone.
And I watch a lot of these guys who's racing too, man. You know, we running these, they running them 28s and them 29s and them small tires on those cars. And those cars be out there mid-track, man, moving around like they be moving around. And them guys, you know, they keep on driving those cars, man. They're going to hurt themselves in them cars, man. I know they got a lot of power. And when all that nitrous and everything all kick
hey,
up, man, they go to moving
hey,
the tires around down there, man. It's
hey, Wick. Is Wick on? Wick, you still there?
Yeah, I remember.
I don't know if you remember this. You remember some boys, remember the boys we was down in Alabama? Boys had a Cutlass. Looked like a piece of junk. It had some steel wheels on the front, some old ragged rims. There was a set of slicks on it. It had a 2-inch exhaust, I mean, a stock exhaust over at the back. And the starter motioned him to put a helmet on, and him and his crew said something and said, let him go. Let me tell you, that damn thing went down through there, and that motherfucker was doing the do.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
And I'm sitting there looking like, dude, you ain't got a helmet on? At least a helmet and back brace?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm telling you guys, that damn car was doing the do. I'm talking about it wasn't playing.
It was real fast.
That son of a bitch come out the gate, and I'm saying, ass. That son of a bitch out there raising all kind of hell. I said, Lord have mercy.
We stressed the equipment a whole lot with the 901 crew because, you know, my buddy got burned up in the car last year.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that, man. Prayers go out to him.
Well, no, he didn't get burned up. He got burned. He didn't kill him, but he got burnt his hands and his ankles and stuff, his head and his forehead.
Well, that guy could have probably been a street racer. You know, how many guys you see on the street that's racing and got all the equipment on? They just pull up there and they're ready to go. So, you know, I'm not saying that right, but a lot of the street racers.
I think the guy had his equipment. He had his equipment on. You know, and what he's saying is that the guy had his equipment on, but it still had his equipment. That's what happened to him. If he didn't have his equipment on, he really got burnt up.
Yeah.
Am I right, Wick?
Yeah, he had his equipment on. Yeah.
You know, I express to people, you know, and this is a good show that we're having, you know, we really need to keep this topic going and keep pushing it. You know, I really think that driver meeting thing really needs to come up because we're starting to have too many problems.
Yeah,
and the fans don't want to see those problems.
Especially with the center lane thing, you know, some of them say you cross, you lose. Some of them say you touch, you. But I think you got to cross in Holly Springs to lose. And then another thing that I know, track rules, if you wreck in Holly Springs, if you hit the wall, you lose.
Right.
Track rules.
Yeah, that's basically the track that I know about with.
Yeah. And a lot of guys don't bet that. Like them guys up on the east side, they don't, if you wreck and you turn the light on, you still win.
Yeah.
As long as you don't cross the center lane.
Right.
But we don't
I've seen Tony get an accident on the internet where he hit the wall and kept on driving the car.
Yeah. So on the back end, if you hit the wall, I think they still, you know, you can win like that. But if you wreck, you know, and how, you know, down here or across the center lane, you know, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's something that really needs to be expressed in a driver's league. But if Tony wants to run that way, he needs to discuss that with that, you know, like with you, Wick. If he's running you, he needs to say, hey, man, if I hit the wall, that's up to you. Because, no, if you hit the wall, you're done.
Yeah, I tell him before we race, you know, Tony, track rules, you hit the wall, you lose. You cross, you lose. You know, I even think crossing the center lane after the 8 mile, I think you should lose because you still can make a guy wreck after you cross the center lane
in the eighth mile. I think it need to be a distance, you know, maybe I say about maybe 100 feet or maybe 150 feet after the after you turn the wind light on. Then you,
well,
you cross after that, then you all right. Because if you cross the center lane, as soon as you turn the wind light on and that guy's coming through, you can hit him and whip.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if you're doing an 8-mile race.
I say any mile racing. You know, I mean,
yeah,
that's a chance for me tearing your car up. I mean, that shows the guy right there, hey, man, you're in trouble. You know, slow up. You know, let's race and live another day.
Right, right. So I think that's something that needs to be discussed in the near future about that situation because, you know, you know, I've seen some guys go through the eighth and crawl as soon as they get over an eighth and go right off in the other person's lane.
I've seen that, too, on the Internet.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of it. Is Shaking Bake still there?
Yeah, I'm on mute.
Are we trying to chime in this conversation?
Yeah, it's kind of hard work.
For years.
Kind of hard turning the wrench and listening to it at the same time.
Oh, I know that. I know you're over there shop working that damn race car.
Shake got his mouth full. He's eating some fish right now.
That was yesterday, Tyson. No fish today.
I knew it was one of those days.
I'm all fished out.
Hey, Tyson. You done for a week? So, Wick, when's your race coming? When's your race coming? The end of the month?
You said what?
When's your race coming? You got a race with a schedule at the end of the month or something?
I got one on Father's Day. We got a Father's Day race down in Hot Springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want everybody to know about it?
Well, I hadn't really got everything together that I was going to do on it, so I know it's going to be Father's Day, and I'm trying to do a shootout, so I don't know. I hadn't figured out how I'm going to do it. I think it might be just 28s and 275, some grudge.
Hey, Wick, I got a question for you. But you being in the game as a heavy hitter, is there a lot of stress, people calling you, wanting to race, and you have to travel here and there? Is there a lot of stress when you're doing that?
Yeah, it's stressful. It's real stressful. It's very stressful.
And the fans and people don't understand that, do they?
No, I don't think they understand the stressfulness to it. Like a lot of you get, like you were saying tonight, you know, you – basically, my wife was sitting here listening when one of y'all said it, you know, you neglect your family, your kids, you're not spending enough time with your kids, your wife, your family. So, you know, it's a lot to it, you know, trying to be an elite player in the game. It's a lot of stressfulness to it.
Yeah, I'm no Chad in California.
Oh, man, what's all that noise, man?
Somebody that went to sleep.
We got somebody with some noise. Kid, you didn't go to sleep, did you?
No, not yet. I'm listening to Whip.
Yeah. Breaking up.
Hey, are they racing in Macon next weekend?
Yeah.
On the 8th, they're racing. So that this the meltdown they had here in Chicago for this weekend, when are they rescheduling that?
For the 8th.
And they're going to be in Macon too?
I don't know what's going on in Macon, but I know the meltdown at 41 was rescheduled for the 8th.
Because I know Bill said he was going to be down in Macon.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how he's going to pull this one off.
Yeah, I know, because I got a race him. I was looking forward to racing him today. And then I heard him say they was going to be in Macon, and then they having a rerun next weekend, so I don't know where he's going to be at.
You might have to catch him on 65.
Yeah.
He'll drop down anywhere.
Yeah, that's another thing I
want to discuss, too. You know, guys not having consideration for the other guy who has a race. You know, what I'm saying is, kid can have a race, Tyson can have a race, and then another guy's book race on top of them. I can understand if you're in the South, you know, as far as the North, some guys around the corner, there's a book race in the North. I mean, yeah, I know this guy, so why am I book a race, you know, and disrespect him, you know? It happens.
So, but they do have a race in Macon this coming Saturday.
Right, I know. I heard them talking about it, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, I don't know how big he's going to pull this one off.
I know. But he said he's going to be in Macon, that's for sure, so.
I think what I was trying to say is, you know, guys, you know, some guys, I got to have a schedule this year. I'm planning on running Tony's race, Bill's race, and after that, I'm going two races down south. That's my
schedule. Hey, Malvin, we just have to shoot the bird to come out the bush, that's all.
Yeah. We'll get them. Well, hopefully everybody will be in Lil Tony's race, so we'll see what happens at that one, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going over to Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sweet track, man.
Yeah, Martin.
Compared to years ago when they used to run it the other way.
Yeah. 131 came a long way, dude. 131, them people put their money back in their track. They're not just taking people's money and saying, oh, we're going to fix something. So they put the money right back in the track for people to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, it used to be a run, old shabby-looking track. But
I remember that track. Yeah. 131 is, I would say, in our area, we got 131, Norwalk, and 66. I would say it's the baddest tracks in the North.
Yep.
Now that one they got up there in Lansing. What's that up there? Mid-Michigan. That's a good track.
Stan's a bad track.
That's a bad track, too.
You ain't lying. All them heavy hitters be out there.
Yep.
Which track is that?
Mid-Michigan.
Stanton.
Yep. Stanton.
Oh,
right
there. Stanton. Stanton, I think we're trying to work out something with Stanton right now, but... Stanton is just, it's just an hour past Lansing, which is not bad, but, and Stanton put them some of the baddest, big money races, in the country. I think we're just trying to work out Jay Burns and working with him right now to try to do something with them, you know, the following year. But Stanton is one of those tracks you can run 24/7. You know, they don't have what you got to shut down. They don't have a curfew because it sits out, and it's nice because you're only like seven miles from town, and you can go buy food wherever you want, motels. It's just seven, but where it sits, there's really no one living there, and the people who live there, they don't have no complaints with it. I mean, they love racing; they get to go on the track for free.
It's almost in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Only thing up there is a bunch of damn cows.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place.
Another track in Ohio, Kilcare is getting their track finished up right now. It's all cement. Edgewater. That's in Dayton, just right Dayton. Then you got Edgewater. Edgewater has been doing something every Thursday night. Now they're going to move that to Saturday nights now. They've been calling it street racing. And they've been wanting us to come over there. They want us to come over there and, you know, do some grudge racing.
Hey, check it out. One of my boys from Chicago called and asked, is 131 doing a test and tune Friday? And what's the time?
Yeah. The track is going to open up at 10 o'clock Saturday, I do believe. Let's just make it comfortable and say noon. We will, promise you, we will get slots on the phone to let us know what everything is going on next week. I know Slouch is a little busy because him and a buddy got a car and they're trying to finish it up. So I know they're working on it right now. They're trying to get it fired up by tomorrow morning. And they're going to try and test it sometime this week somewhere.
So you don't know what time testing to on Friday?
I want to say noon.
1:31 in the evening.
By,
in the evening?
Melvin knows around noon. Yeah.
Hey, Leon.
What's that?
You coming to the meltdown?
Nah, I'll probably come watch.
See, a lot of people saving their cars for the 15th.
Yeah, well, no, I don't have no small tire car to go to the meltdown and race in.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's somebody I lock in. I mean, I get out with the race, do some grudge races, yeah, but. Other than that, ain't no need me taking my car down there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, how do you feel about guys having a schedule? I mean, everybody on this phone. I realize everybody's got a significant life with me. I got Tony's race. I got Biz's race. And I got two races down south at Macon. And then I told Jay Barnes I would, you know, work with him on another race. I'm trying to do four races this year. That's what my schedule permits. My pocket is going to help me permit. Are you guys making schedules too?
Oh, that's
I'm only
you
going
to do
for my money. Let me go.
Right.
That's that don't take no signs to put that together.
Right.
And the way the gas is now, our gas is jumping crazy. It just went crazy.
Yeah, man. We up here in Detroit. We 3:15. We 4:15. 4:20.
No, I was 371 last night. It's 408 right now.
Dude, I don't drop. See, let me tell you something right now. I don't give them no more money I need to give them. You want to charge the prices up? I don't drive. I stay home.
If you're going to go somewhere, you're going to give them some money. And if you're talking about traveling, like you up here in the north and you got to go down south, you better have you $1,000 or better for gas money just by itself.
Yeah.
And Melvin, I agree with you. But if we continue to let people do what they want to do, like they was on the news the night come out, we shouldn't be paying no more than $1.37 a gallon. Okay, let's just say $1.40 a gallon. Well, you look at $1.40 to $4, that's $2.50 that we give to the government. Don't give a damn about us. But they crying about they broke. Now you got millions of people who buy gas in every day. I own a truck, a semi. It costs me to go from here to Texas, Detroit to Texas, it costs me $1,600. Would I make off that run? That run paid me $3,200. So that tell you right there what I made.
Well,
I ain't got no reason to hide a lot of nobody buy shit. I'm not making no. I'm just barely making it.
What about
a blue tire? You know, and I gotta sound like DJ Grant and the rest of you guys traveling. Melvin, Wick, and Kia, all y'all traveling, and Tyson, y'all traveling. Okay, you didn't add that money to. Okay, I'm going to. Don't give you a snare. We going to Chicago to Macon. We're going to Detroit to Macon. Okay, that could be like Leon said. It could be $1,000 round trip.
It's going
but what if you blow?
It's
what if you blow a tire? Right, but I'm just saying. What if you blow a tire? What if you have some kind of situation where you got to repair something? I'm not telling people not to travel. What I'm saying is that our fans understand what we do. You know, Leon, you might go out there and race a guy for $3,000. So you made money. You might go out there and say you made six. I'm just getting a snare. You made $6. But you might have lost damn near $3,000 again in fuel and repairs. You know, and I understand the fans, they want to see us do what we do, and we do. But this is like I say, we got big names, Leon, Melvin, Wick on the phone with us. Do you see these guys complaining? Fans, they're trying to get you guys see a good show. But understand what these guys go through to give you a show. So give them a little respect sometimes. If that guy blew a tire on the side of the road, he got to call that tire man. Shit, that tire man, shit. That's $400. That's $400. Now, if you fix it yourself, that's $200, right? Maybe $150.
Yeah, but you got to fix it.
Yeah, we know we got to fix it, but I'm just saying that.
It's just expensive all the way around what we're doing, period, you know?
Exactly.
It costs a lot of money for us to put on our show to get on that stage. That's the bottom line, too. What the car costs and what it costs to move your crew around and get to a track and to get back home, it costs money. You go to a track, if you win, and then you got to look at it. You're not going to win all your races. So even if you got to the track, you done spent a couple $1,000 to get there, you still could turn around and lose another couple $1,000, you know, betting. It ain't like you're going to win all the races you get in.
God forbid, the rain.
Go ahead, kid. Go ahead. You got the floor.
God forgive you if it rains.
Man. All right. Yeah. That's his money down the drain now.
Yeah. And Tail them went through that, dude. They threw all of them in California to raise Tony Bynes and them. And Tony did nothing wrong. But they locked him in to race at Fat Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that we're gonna go let him show up to Lena, you know, and see what's going on.
Right.
See if we get Tony to go there. Tony said no, out of respect. I mean, they wasn't mad at Tony because the race wasn't locked in. They knew it hurt the rain was coming, but they still came. You guys still came.
Yeah.
You know, Melvin went down there. He raced. We know that. And we pray that everything was okay with Jimbo. But, you know, we just hope that, you know, we just hope and pray that when people lock in races, they, you know, getting paid. And we just hope that Melvin got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't even talk about it no more. I just let it go. You know, they done what they wanted to do with the situation, and I just left it alone.
So, sir, you said you didn't get paid for that race?
Oh, man, I didn't get my money out of that race. Between them and my VP man that I had, I just got fucked, and I just left it alone. You know, that ain't going to make me or break me. It's just now at that point, I just don't deal with them no more. You know what I'm saying? It's easier for me not to deal with them. I don't even talk about it. I just move on, you know. They cool with what they wanted to do. I just left it alone, you know. I ain't got too old to be messing around with stuff like that. I'm just trying to enjoy my little time here that I got to race, and I ain't looking for no dumb stuff. If I lose a race, it go my money. If I win a race, I just feel like I should get my money, you know. And that's it, you know. That's all it is. We're just trying to have a good time, man. When they bring that kind of stuff to the game, I don't like being around that whole situation. That created problems in my camp and my household, the whole 9 yards. They just don't know what they created. Because, you know, my partners that I race with, they prefer, let's just go bracket race and have some fun with the car versus even wanting to go do this grudge racing thing because they think we're going to run into it again. I'll be telling them, no, you know, we just, it's certain people that we, you know, just don't deal with them or whatever. You don't know
you deal with, you don't deal with.
Right, you know, so, I mean, you know, I'm over it. I don't worry about it. They done what they had to do. I mean, karma getting them back, I ain't got to worry about it. Look, they can't even get down the track, and look what happened to them the other day. They was out there racing. You know, same thing.
You didn't want to get paid. You felt like you won the race, but you didn't get your money. How you think I'm sitting over here feeling? I know everybody that watched the race know I won the race. I didn't get my money. I'm not sitting here bitching, so I'm like, why are you sitting over there bitching? Because you didn't get your money. That's karma. You get it back. So you don't worry about stuff like that. What goes around comes right. around. You treat people bad, trust me, before it's over with, it'll come back to you. So I just leave it alone.
Well, that's better than that song they had years ago called Murphy's Law.
It ain't got nothing to do with no Murphy's Law, Kevin.
That's hilarious.
Can I say that? Hey, yeah, it's me.
Hold on, Uncle Larry.
Let me say this right quick.
I just want to say where you been all night. That's all
I'm saying. I just got on. You know, I've been ripping and running around. We've been doing the odds and ends and stuff. We got the dually and everything together. We get the car back together, you know, and we kind of being a little busy right now, you know, but.
Yes,
I'm gonna come in on the show so I can come in and holler at you, Wick, Kid, Melvin, and, you know, everybody on the show, Fred, whoever. You know,
that's
and let y'all know man, that I'm still in and I'm still pushing this fellowship thing, man. And I wanted to address what Melvin said. Listen, Melvin, I speak for what's right, Melvin. You know, hook or crook, I don't care who like it and who don't like it. My
right.
thing with it is that ain't nobody above the law, man. You know, what we get together for in the first place is to drag race. That's what this whole thing is about. You know, but we have people that take things a little bit out of context, man, you know, and it's not fair to the people that's coming to really, really fellowship and enjoy themselves. We go too many miles, man. You know, we're supposed to be men among men, you know. And my thing, and the reason I'm speaking out about it is because of the simple fact that it wasn't fair to you. You know, so don't let it take you and discourage you and take you over to bracket racing or whatever you just said. Just keep on
yeah.
doing what you're doing, Melvin, because you're enjoying yourself, man. You know, and that's the most important thing about what we're doing, man. You know, because no matter how much good that you do in life, and I can tell you this from my experience, man. You know, no matter how much good you do in life, Melvin, and no matter what group that you be around, you always going to find somebody that takes the shortcut. Nobody want to take the cut and come straight in the dose, you know. And my point that I'm trying to make is that sometimes these things you're going to be faced with, but keep on keeping on, man, because it's obvious that you like what you're doing. You know, don't let that
oh, yeah.
be no discouraging thing to you, man, because of the simple fact that what one won't do, there's 50 of 100 that will do, you know. So, you know, it's just that it puts you in a situation now where you have to be a little bit more firm,
careful,
and make sure you stabilize things to a point whereas it's going to be done in a proper manner.
Okay.
You know, and I had to come in and say that. I kind of come in late on the show, but I had to come in and say that, Melvin, because, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong, and you should be capable of reaping your benefits for when you go out there and you engage, because you didn't come a long ways, you're taking a chance. Just like everybody else taking a chance, man. Everybody out there got the same equal opportunity. You know, and
yeah.
the most important thing, it bees for God, is that we are getting together. We're coming out here, we all be in. We're going to do what we say we're going to do, and we're going to make things work out. We'll be to a point where we enjoy ourselves. The ones that don't want to do it, ain't nothing you can say about that. You just have to go ahead on and push that to the side and try to put yourself in that happy medium where you can turn around and reap the benefits from what you're doing because it's obvious that you love it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody going to deter me from the things that I love, man. You
no,
can believe that. You can take that to the bank.
That is true.
Yeah.
Another good word being spoken, Melvin, they said for every mistake that's made, a lesson is learned.
That's right.
Yeah.
You
well,
cannot learn.
Line.
Hey, kid, you know what the mom say? You can't learn nothing. If you ain't made no mistake,
you got that
to make
right.
a mistake in order to learn.
Okay.
Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
That's why we love you, man.
Hey, man, I keep it 100, man. You know, I ain't no fantastic person, no famous or nothing, but one thing I am, and I'm a person that God has blessed to live down here for 60-something years, man. You know, and I have seen a whole lot of different things, man. You know, and I think about it, man. I'm still able to travel. I take the truck all over the world. I get my boat. I go fishing. I'm still getting around enjoying myself. I ain't wait. You know, evidently I feel like I'm doing something right. So I ain't going to stop doing what I'm doing, man. And my thing is this here. To my knowledge and the mental capacity that I have, I'm going to always try to share things and try to make things work out to a point.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Get along,
Uncle
man.
Larry.
Because being
I know
we ran into one another, you wouldn't believe it. Me and Whit, we just hooked in, you know. And
right.
Me and Mississippi Joe, we just hooked in. Me and Big Clark, we just hooked in. You know why? I try to carry that vibration about myself, man. I try to respect
right.
the man for who he is, because if you give respect, you're going to get it.
You're going to get it. Uncle Larry.
Uh-huh.
Can I say something about you real quick?
Sure.
There was somebody, and I want to say this, and I just want everybody, we gonna end our note on our show tonight about this. Uncle Larry, have you ever known him to treat you? Uncle Larry, excuse me, I got to say it this way. I'm trying to find another word to say it. But has he ever fucked up? Has he ever disrespected you? Has he ever not lent a hand to you? Has he not gone to show and said, hey, how are you doing? Have you been to show and he said, how are you doing? How's your day going? Well, Uncle Larry started something, and he said fellowship. Fellowship means to be amongst the people, not to say, because we drag, right, but to get among people and express yourself and talk to them without any BS. And guys, excuse me for, you know, I'm not saying this right, and go with me on this deal, but I was very upset about a person saying something about Uncle Larry. I gave Uncle Larry his nickname. But let me tell you something. Larry, Melvin, Butt Naked, Mr. Russo, I drive a truck for a living. These men will call me and check on me. Where you at? You okay? We heard your storm. We know you're going that way. It's a storm, a tornado that way. I love all you guys. But these men in my life, man, just unbelievable. They call me, they check on me, show me love. So I got love for them. If you don't like it, so be it. I don't give a damn. Well, you're amongst people like this in your life, you're going to prosper. Sit back and listen to them sometime, what they have to say. You ain't got to agree with it, but sit back and listen. Chad and Uncle Larry, I want to say we love you, man. And you're always going to be the man.
And then I got one more thing for you, too, Uncle Larry. Fellowship and everything at the tracks and stuff like that. I know I don't get a chance to get to all of the tracks that you get a chance to go to, but when you come on this airline and we on here talking, I feel like I'm at all of those tracks that you with. Every time you come on here, we fellowshipping right now while we on this line. You know what I'm saying? So it's just more than we all gather and get together at a track and having a good time. I have a good time with you guys when we right here on this line, because this puts us all together just like if we was all at the track when we get this time to be on this line and to talk and, you know, share our feelings on things that we got going on in the drag racing world. So I just wanted to say that to you, man. Every time I hear your voice, we fellowshipping right here on this phone line, man.
And I appreciate that, Melvin, too. That's why the first time I saw you when you was at Lena.
Yep.
You know, we hooked right in, right then and there, you know, because I told you what I was going to be doing and stuff. And from that point in time on, man, you know, we've been cool, man. And that's what it's all about, man. I travel too many miles, man, to be coming down there to some bullshit. Y'all excuse my French, man, but that's the way I'm coming to enjoy myself, man. That's a vacation. That's a getaway. That's my time to go and enjoy myself, man, you know?
Larry,
yep.
Can I say this real quick? I'm going to get to you. This is your time, sir. To express everybody what you need to say. And
yeah.
Man, we love you, dude. If we don't have Larry on the show, I'm telling you, Melvin calls me, man. Uncle Larry, we're on the show now. Is he okay? Yeah, he okay. Some people that.
Well, you know,
talking, man,
I appreciate that. I appreciate that coming from all of y'all that do, you know, and I appreciate it for the ones that don't. you know, because of the simple fact. Let me tell y'all something, man. I got one thing I'm finna say. I ain't got no choice but be a good guy, man. I'm messing with one of the craziest dudes in the world, man. Sweet Willie. Oh,
oh
man. Y'all just don't know, man. Hey, kid. Hold your hand up, kid. Hold your hand up, kid.
Oh, yeah, man. Sweet Willie is a handful, man.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you what our Sweet Willie is. This is what our Sweet Willie is. When he comes on the line, this is who our Sweet Willie is. That's John Ford. When you hear John Ford talking shit, when Sweet Willie come on, that's just who he reminds me of, John Ford. You don't stop, buddy. You cannot stop him, boy. And I just like, let him go, man. I like him. That's all John Ford's in the world.
Can you get Sweet Willie on? Can you get Sweet Willie on real quick?
I might be able to. Let me try to see if I can get him while y'all talking.
Get on, get Sweet Little Billy on.
Alright.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, yes sir, kid.
Hey, do you know a guy over there? Well, I used to go to the Super Chevy races years back. And a guy named, I think his name was Sam Burrell. He had a 71 Chevelle Malibu,
yeah.
Kind of blue color.
Pontiac Sam. Pontiac Sam. We know him.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Sam be on the 15th. He'll be on the 15th.
All right.
Oh,
I don't know how much racing he's going to do, you know, but Sam will be there. Sam will be on the 15th.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, remember a guy over there, they call him Ralph, used to be over there. He done passed away now, though.
Yeah, we grew up with Ralph.
Oh, you did? Okay,
we,
man.
We all street race. Before we ever even went to the track, man, we stayed on the 7th drive. Have
right, okay.
Ball, man.
Hey, I want to say something. In memory to Fred. Remember Fred used to race out in Detroit?
Firecracker Fred. We called him Firecracker.
That goddamn Fred.
Got to be.
Man, that damn Fred. I seen Fred race 1 week. This ain't a lie. My cousin, I go in the outskirts of Detroit. And Fred, I'm going to race a guy 1 weekend. And Melvin probably contested this. Now, Fred, they said, Fred, you're going to tarnish your car. Fred said, bullshit. Fred, a GS Buick. This guy's got truth. We come out next weekend. Fred had the car tubbed out with the stock rims on it. And we looked like, well, how the hell he do that? Everybody looked like, how the hell Fred do that? Fred had the connection to get things done, the money to get it done. I'm telling you, that car was done within a week. We was on the one side, and the next five side, that some bitch come around, and they had some boys from like Waterford, Michigan, had a white 69 Camaro. It was weighing it out on the small block on nitrous. Fred said, now y'all gonna hit me, and Fred had a Buick motor in it. Was there a Buick motor in that car?
Yeah, he had a Buick
Fred
motor.
Fred told me, yeah, y'all. Yeah, Fred told me, I got your ass next week. And I was there too. Hitman been on the streets for years. Hitman, we want to get you off the street. Hit been doing it for a long time, Detroit. You know.
Hey, Kev, you remember back in the day when Finkel Fred and Lil Tony, they had that white 67 Nova, and they ran that bike over there on Outer Drive?
That Nova had three systems,
but he had Lil Tony hiding in the car.
That was like 62-63 Nova. I know what one you're talking about, that little white one with the little slick on the back.
Yeah.
And I want to say this too. Lil Tony, a lot of guys want to talk shit about him. Tony been driving for years. Years, dude. I mean, I heard people stuck him in cars when he was fucking 14 years old. He was driving fucking Pro Mob when he was fucking 22. And won against Shannon Jenkins. Beat Shannon Jenkins' ass in Norwalk.
He was racing bikes before he was racing cars.
See? The whole history come about Tony. And that's why we have respect for Tony here in Detroit. Look, Tony has been racing for years. He may be a young guy, but that motherfucker been racing for years, and he's been not no slow shit. The car he got out of somebody, the slowest car he ever drove. But Tony, all up to him.
Now, man?
I seen Noah about 3 weeks ago. He was down at, I think it's Don Shack. Noah's got a car coming out. I think they're going to debut it
at Lil Tony's race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Noah's coming out on the 15th. Mm-hmm. And Drag co-signed him. Drag said, "Man, I've been knowing him for years. That's the last song we've done in Detroit."
Yeah, we've been knowing Noah for a long time.
Yeah.
He got a Caprilli coming out with, I think, a 69, 67, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Noah, I heard Noah's car be done. He's trying to debut on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a lot of good guys.
Last thing he got to do was put the windows in, Lexan windows.
Yeah. He said he wasn't far from what he had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is that we have races from south to north. You know, next weekend, guys, let's get on this show and let's do the history of our guys. Drag, Lil Tony, Noah, Doc James, Melvin. Melvin, you've been in the shit for a long time, dude. Listen, we're going to get your props right now. You're on the phone. Melvin, you've been in the shit for a long time, dude.
I got started in high school raising my buddies for their lunch money. I ate good all the time. Okay.
Hey Melvin, well, how do you keep your figure if you ain't so good?
Hey, I don't know. I kept that. They didn't always stay there, but they sure fed me good, that's for sure.
Well, you know what? This is things that we need to get out for these younger guys who are in the racing and somewhat buying racing. You know, Melvin, I want to say this, I know Melvin and Noah, Doc James, as far as they build all their own motors, don't do all the machine work. You know, I know Melvin does his own machine work, but the rest of the guys, they build all their own motors and put them together. I mean, you got Big Drag, you got Donye, you know, Donye is a legend in Chicago. There's another guy I know from Chicago called Goose. It was a Goose. He had a Buick. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all can fuck with that Buick. And everybody can cuss me out. A couple shows, about a year and a half ago, 6 months ago. But you fuck with that Buick, your ass is white. Run him the way he ran and the way he's sitting. And you swear him down, he got motherfucking 100-something cubic inch motor in there, and then we don't have no numbers. And I made the mistake tonight, but I'm going to tell you now, it's a Buick motor in that car, and it's painted red.
He got action.
I'm not going to leave out Lucan's son, Gerald, from back in the day. He passed away, too. Gerald, Lucan's son. Now, he was one of the baddest boys to run around here in that city in Detroit back in the day. Gerald, Lucan's son was up there on 8 Mile and between Liv Noise and Woodward up there.
Mm-hmm.
Ran with Danny Scott when they had that little mogul.
Oh, yeah. I remember them guys.
Yeah.
Them, oh, you know what? I want to give a shout out tonight to Paul. Did the White Castle reunion?
Yeah, Humphrey.
We had guys from Chicago, that would come to the White Castle. We had people from Alabama come to White Castle reunion, and. Now Big Fred is taking care of it now, hopefully. But back in the days, we were all talking on the phone one night, and they said, "Man, we used to be in Chicago, and we'd be at the White Castle." Well, we had a White Castle in Detroit. No, we had a White Castle. You know, and it's just good to hear that stuff, dude. I mean, it's good to hear it.
His
you know, it's good to hear.
Hump the Grinder, that's his car. That was the name of his
yep.
car back then in the days, Hump the Grinder.
Yep. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'll get Paul on the show next week. I'll call Paul and give him a show next week. Paul's thinking about coming back for them 2 days to do the show because people are asking him to come back to do that show at White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And we had such a good time. Melvin, that goddamn Melvin, Johnny, Freeman. Man, can I keep going? How many people was there? Doc James just clowned. And people was coming up, saying, you know, such. You know, and it was good to see Melvin, Doc James, and everybody just get together and have a good time. like I say, here in Detroit, we had a little thing, we have a little rivalries, but all bullshit aside, we stick together.
That was a hell of a show that year.
Oh, the last year, man.
That was a
whole goddamn. Man, we did last show.
It was still on when it was still at White Castle on Warren.
When they did it on Warren,
right
down there.
Warren Living Oil.
Man, that was a hell of a show.
Hey Tyson, now me and you got to be probably the youngest ones on the phone that know that. But White Castle, when you was on Warren Living Oil, shit.
What
you go there on Friday, Saturday night?
I liked about it when they done the show, man. And it reminisced because you seen some of the old cats when I was a kid used to see race at that same spot. And you see them in their rare form, man. Ain't nothing changed. They still talking shit. You know what I mean? They in the race. And they
having
might not be
time
driving or doing that thing. But, you know, it just bring back memories like, damn, he's still talking that shit. Back in the day, you know what I mean?
Go ahead, preach, Tyson.
And I'm going to tell you another bad boy, Al Williams. You got that,
yep,
that car over there, Al. Now, back in the day, Al was bad. He had that damn white Camaro. And them boys used to come down there and run them Mopars.
Now, hold on, guys. Hey, Melvin, I got a question for you and Tyson. Survivor. They said that was the baddest fucking finished car that ever touched the street.
Yeah. Keith?
I still hear people talk about that car. Keith, yep.
That motherfucker had a quad jet on it and it flew.
Keith was ahead of the game for a lot of people because Keith was running the classes. So he was ahead of the game. He was knocking people off.
Yeah.
He was ahead of the game, far advanced as far as anybody, you know, that was out there on the street. He wasn't nobody to play with.
Hey, Tyson and Melvin, if you guys want to see Kid, y'all want to hear some good street racing? Go over to Doc James. He got a video called Back in the Days that they made up.
Mm-hmm.
I think he sells it for like $15. Go over there and see it. Melvin, you on there with your Falcon. Survivor's on there. There's a bunch of guys on there. Even they got Drag on there. When Drag came over from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I sent Drag a copy of a Drag, so man, thanks. I love you for that, dude. He said, man, I didn't know they got Drag on there. In Chicago, from Chicago, came with Racy Boys Detroit and told me, man, I don't give a fuck what y'all got. Get it.
And we can't leave out Tony Butts.
Tony Butts?
Yeah,
let's give Tony his respect, too. Now, people talk shit about
Tony.
Tony Butts the man.
Tony was the man back in the days.
Look, when he first come on the scene, he got a 64 Riviera with dual quads on it. And it was like 79, that Smokey and the Bandit area, all them boys had them Trans Am. And that Riviera was killing them Trans Ams, man. That boy had himself a ball taking that money from them boys to that Trans Am, so that dual quad really.
Yep.
I think it had the nail head motor in it, too. He had himself a ball with that really. Then he moved on up and got into those Camaros and stuff like that. But, yeah, you can't leave him, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I remember Tony. If you guys, I'm going to say this word. I remember Tony raced on 12th Street one night. He raced a young guy named Darwin. Had a 69 Orange Camaro, small block.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reminiscing, if you guys remember this. Tony had a big block. It was a red Chevelle, red, white interior with a white top. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man, that goddamn. Let me tell you, I'm gonna get both them motherfuckers respect. When that goddamn Darwin had a stick car. When that bitch out the gate, we said, "God damn!" And he gave Darwin damn near 3-4 cars. Man, when Tony come out the motherfucking gate, Tony was sitting next to him, and Darwin was the baddest motherfucker in Detroit, and couldn't nobody fuck with him. Even him and Fred was getting into it. So I said, okay, we're going to get Tony. Tony said, man, let's do it. Hitman with the little black car, the Spider. And they say Hitman on that car for 30 years, and he told me.
Tony was a man.
30 years.
And Didi and them had a good run over there on the east side, too.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. DD Plant.
Plant, all those boys over there. They had good runs on the east side over there.
Police Mike, Blank Man Mike.
Yep.
That was a hell of a race. Which, that was a hell of a race back in the day with Mike and Tony Buss.
Yeah.
I've never seen that one.
Tony Buss put that car together, that Camaro together for Mike, and Mike got frisky and got to talking to shit. Man, Tony took his ass out there and warmed him up.
Now, Mailman was respectful too. Random Chrysler.
Oh yeah,
too.
He had a whole lot of good cars. He was a Chrysler man for a long time. That motherfucker, you couldn't get him in no Chevrolet or nothing. He was strictly Mopar in the early days. And then Lamb had a good running car too. With his old big ass.
Yeah, I heard about Lamb.
I heard
Lamb used to have a four door. They say he used to have a four door Nova with a small block in it. They said he ain't run no goddamn slicks on it. They said Lamb's to pull up a damn snow tire on one side. They said Lamb was wearing everybody out that damn car.
Hey, is Thomas Hearns still messing around with race cars over that way?
Nah, he ain't doing nothing. You know, actually, maybe about 3 months ago in the machine shop, he come in there with one of his friends. They was doing some work on one of his cars. He not doing nothing right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I bet when he had that Nova, I used to hang out with him when he first had that Nova. They messed around and they did it all up. We put the first big block in that car for him when he first got started in the early 80s. Yeah.
Yeah, they said Tommy's car was Tommy was the first one to have. He always had a big inch motor in there.
Harold Martin and them put it together for him after we got finished with the motors we did for it. Then Harold and them got hold to it, and they went out there to the track. Tommy ended driving it, and that motherfucker went over headed for the ditch out there, Detroit Dragway. Emmanuel and them told him, you going to box or you going to race? Because you going to kill yourself in that car. They wouldn't let him get back in the car no more, man. He couldn't handle that.
Yeah,
he was much better boxer than he was a drag racer.
Yeah, he was more boxer.
They said Tommy had 700 cubic inches back in the 80s.
Yeah, he had a big motor.
When we gave him that first big block and we went back over to his house, his mama said, why did y'all make his car like that? He's going to kill himself out there. He down on the corner doing donuts and all kind of crazy shit with the car once he got it running. Yep. It was a good old days right here in the city.
But Holbrook is still the Ford man over that way, huh?
Huh?
Holbrook,
Chris Holbrook and them still the Ford people over that way, huh?
Yeah, they still do the Ford. But, you know, if I took you and toured you through his shop, he do them all.
He got
every kind of motor that's on the market come out of that shop. Yeah, he got a real nice machine shop going on there. They take you in Ross and all of them. Man, I've been through all of those boys' machine shops up there, learning throughout the years
Steve,
and stuff like that.
Steve Gerback used to be, Steve was a good friend of mine. Steve Gerback was the baddest motherfucker in Michigan. Steve used to drive a aspirin like Mr. Mailman used to drive. He would drive that bitch to the track. And lay down some numbers. God rest his soul. Steve wasn't no funny acting guy, dude. Steve was one of them guys that helped anybody out. Steve lost his life in, was that 2000, Melvin? He lost his life down there in Florida. Got T-bone.
Yeah, I think it was around there.
Yeah, we talking about safety tonight? That man had the baddest car that could ever be built. They said he got T-bone on the shifter. They said he lived, but the shifter went through his stomach. He bled to death.
Hey, that accident's happened in this game, man.
That's why you need that safety equipment.
Yeah, gotta have that.
Joe Tyson broke rest of people's names, but I ain't heard in years. Joe Tyson, holy shit, boy. And then
hey,
Fred, I'm in Fred,
man.
Though. The only thing I heard Detroit was I'm going to tell you this is my opinion, and Melvin Tyson, y'all can speak on this, but when them damn Mustangs came out of Dearborn, every boy in Detroit had one. And them motherfucker was trying to write each and every one of them. They got to tearing them up, wrecking and shit. And the city of Detroit was like, okay, we done with this shit. You motherfuckers ain't about there racing and shit no more. Unless they got titles. I remember the police come up on us. We'd be there racing. They'd be like, they just, you know, they, things are getting wrong. They throw them fucking siren lights on. Shit. We just moved. Wasn't no problem. But here now we got grudge racing. We can't even get organized like that.
No, we had it. I think our street racing, we had, I'm talking 70s style, we had pretty much organized, because if we was having complaints or whatever, when the cop come, he would just tell us to move because we got too many complaints in this spot, and we go to another spot, you know. We had it good. Like I say, everything comes to an end, so it's all over now. So.
And I remember that. I remember when, you know, you couldn't race a guy, you go to the next guy, and it was, you know, there was no argument.
I mean, we
I
know we had at least anywhere from 4 to 8 spots that we could race in the city, nice and safe, where no cars could come in. You know, you're worried about no accidents, people getting in your way, and stuff like that. You know, we had.
I remember we used to race over there on Mount Elliott, 12th Street, and you go outside the plant, whole time on the race.
St. Auburn over there.
They used to go over. They used to go over on Mount Elliott too. That's what they. I don't know what boy had a Chrysler one night. A dark. He was talking shit. And I want to say his name was Mark. Had a yellow Chevelle. Y'all know who I'm talking about. The 10-inch tire car with small block in it. Told that motherfucker. He said, "Man, give me." He said, "Man, you know we called the brake nice. Man, just give me leave." He said, "Goddamn it, we gonna race." That goddamn small block was going down through there. Them boys got the arrogance. Oh, hell no. We ain't paying him. He said, no, y'all gonna pay us? Y'all, hell no. I mean, they had a fucking Mopar with goddamn blow on it. Stuck their finger in his ass. I can't remember that boy's name. His name was Mark. He had a yellow Chevelle. But I want to say yellow Keystone or something on it. That was a running ass car, too.
There was a bunch of them running around here, that's for sure.
That's what we need to do one night, guys. We need to get together and we need to do the history about, you know, next weekend. Let's see everybody get dragged. You know, the good old stories is the good stories. The best stories.
Yep.
You know, get this younger generation to understand, you know. We didn't cry about tire size. God damn it, we can get you. We gonna get you. You know? I just don't understand it nowadays. You know, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, they gotta
come
out of work.
People want to complain about. People want to complain about Melvin. Oh well, now he whooped somebody. Well, he got a chassis car. Oh well, he got a small ass. He got the smallest big block you ever want to know.
Yep.
You know, ever known the man.
They don't
want to thank you,
dude.
No, they don't want to thank you. Hey, man, that man got some bullshit. Melvin got some bullshit. All he's trying to do is race.
Yep.
He got a bullshit-ass motor. None of the happy guys even in the world, Gershon, would even try to attempt to race.
Yeah, what I mean,
but he wants to race.
That.
Well, Melvin, you gotta look at it this way. The last reason you run it on the internet, you treat the fuck out that man. You know, and you already told him, I'll give you that race back, you're gonna race again. But they said, you know, we're racing when we feel we're comfortable. They didn't complain about paying that man. They paid him off.
Yeah, they paid right away. It wasn't no problem.
But
it was a good
thing. What we gotta realize is it's not. It's not the size of your motor. So what if Melvin got a chassis car, old chassis car? That's an old-ass chassis car.
That motherfucker old, right. But, you know, I used to hear him talking about, man, you got that old box shit. That shit ain't no good. All right, no problem. I ain't got a problem with
good.
You telling me it ain't no good. You beat this motherfucker off the starting line. That's what you do.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, where does it come in that you're trying to say he's not trying to race? He's racing.
What it's all about, right?
Like Melvin already talked about. Melvin said this, and as soon as I realize this, people talking shit about Melvin. And we'll say, oh, well, you know, I can fuck Melvin up. But Melvin said this. He said, I'm going to take a win or a lose. He said, I'm not scared to race. Melvin also said, I'm not betting out my range. So bet with me, and we're going to race. That's all the man ever said. So people need to quote that, what he said. He said, I'm going to bet what I can bet. I'm going to race what I can race. I'm going to race what I can feel I can race and what I can't race. But I'm going to bet in my range, so don't get upset. Pay me. If I lose, I'm going to pay you.
That's it. And then whatever I'm losing, I ain't going to lose everything that I got going on. It's just money we walk around with. This comfortable betting money. Hey, come on. We're going to try to double it, or now you got it all. We're going to make some more and come on back and do it again.
Right.
And I got another motor that I can put in that car. I'm not putting it in there. I'm just waiting till I get beat down real good and I can go change the motor. I still got my motor and everything, and I have my Malibu. It's sitting there. It could be in that car. But no, we're going to mess with this 468 all the way to the end. Yep. And it's got a nitrous plate on it. I got fogs, all kind of junk laying there that could be on there. I'm running it with a plate on it. I like my plate. I've been having a ball with a plate as long as I've been drag racing. I ain't ready to change that. And I'm quite sure I put the fog on there. It could go fast. But I feel like it's fast enough the way it is now. Shit. But I got some heavy hitters coming up that I got to run. I definitely got to see Danier on the 15th. So that's going to be a good battle for me right there. That'll make me change the motor because I'm not going to change it until after that. I probably have to, but I'm still going to try.
Yeah, but that's the thing I think that Danier is saying, that the light got restrictment because he's trying to race. He said I'm gonna take a win or a lose. And anything can happen, like anything can happen in drag racing, but, you know, I mean, people are going to bet with Danier. Look, anything can happen, it happens. You know?
Yeah. And
Melvin
and
just said, he just said tonight, he said, all I want to do is race. I'm not trying to hide in the closet. I'm not trying to pull that bullshit. You want to race? Let's race. If I say, you know, then Johnny Quick, I'm going to say this, but Johnny Quick, Johnny jumped on Melvin one night. And Johnny gets on running his mouth. Okay, Johnny, we know, on average, you faster than Melvin. But did you call the rest of these people out? But when you felt you had a quick win, you told Melvin to come on the Wednesday night and run.
Mm-hmm.
No, that ain't the way we do things. The way we do things, we go to a grudge race and we do it.
Right,
Johnny, we ain't trying to outbet you. We want this race. You whoop us, you whoop us. You know what I'm saying? That's what Melvin said. You whoop me, you whoop me. Beers, you whoop me, you whoop me. Now you whoop me, you whoop me. I'm going to take your loss. I have no problem with that. But I think Ben is the only person that really has came up and said, you know what, Melvin, I respect you now. I'm going to run you, and we're going to do it. Melvin agreed to it, too. We need to stop all this bullshit in the game, dude. We need to stop it. I got a car with 26 tall tires on it, and everybody, I done ran some back, I got to whoop their ass. If I felt I can beat you or get some competition, I'm going to run you. I'm not going to ask you to take a shit off your car. I've never asked a man to take off his car. Hitman, I ran Hitman one night, and Hit told me, he said, man, you got to transfer your car. I said, Hit, leave when you get ready. I'm not supposed to be Hit, but I whooped him. I'm not bragging on it. Hitman's a legend in Detroit. He's been a legend for years. But he had to call me right now. Hey, Kev, come on over down with your car. I need you to, you know, do something. I said, hit me out on the street. Meet me in a truck, and I'll do it. You know, we can work it out, I'll do it.
But the thing is, if you don't run at somebody like that, you know, you never know if you can beat them or not, you know.
Right.
You got to get in and do the battle. I mean, there's a whole lot of other options that go along with it. I mean, you got two drivers there. And, you know, hey, you got your instincts, he got his. You know, I'm looking to pull up in there when I'm racing. Hey, I want to get my advantage right here from the word go. I want to put him in trouble right from the word go. So he know he in
right.
the race. You know what I'm saying? And if I leave late, he doing me the same way. Now, I got to come from behind. I got to do something, you know. But you still got to go down through him.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If Melvin don't mind me saying this, he tell me shut up, I'm going to shut up. But Melvin knocked a fucking tree down. He took the fucking tree with him. So that's all I got to say. So you guys, you know, want to run him, run him. He's not worried about what size motor you got, how fast you're going. The motherfucker knocked a tree down.
And, you know,
he doesn't have his...
I've always had to run the cars. It was faster than me, but, hey, we had a whole lot of the races. They still was faster than me when it was over, but we got there
and
first.
Thank you, Melvin. Melvin, all the years you've been racing, you've been at a disadvantage.
I've been doing it now.
You have been at a disadvantage.
I just turned 55 a couple weeks ago, and I started when I was about 14 years old. So I know I got
to. You got 30 years in the game.
40 years of messing around with these cars out here.
Well, Melvin, let me say this. My father, I love him to death. Ken, you on the line?
Yep, I'm still here.
My dad, and I'm going to say his name, I disrespect, Richard Jones, used to run a Ford. I remember being a kid coming out the back door in that morning, on a Saturday morning, and watching my dad and his boys work on cars. I mean, they had three or four cars sitting there working on. And they take clutch out, bang them there, take clutch out. My dad is 61 Ford. That's his first car. His buddy behind him, Jerry Powell, had a Falcon with straight axe on it. I want to say, yeah, my dad told me the car had 427 with dual carburetor, had a ton of RAM on it. But these guys that I respected, then I got to learn. Understand as I go in the game, meeting Melvin, Doc James, and the rest of the guys, older guys in Detroit. I never knew about some of the young guys, Wayne and the rest of them. I have respect for Wayne because Wayne is trying to do what he's trying to do. He's driving his own car. I have much respect for Wayne now. Driving his own car. But then you get mad because I know people in Chicago, Kentucky, New York, and everywhere else I have respect for. So you tell me I'm supposed to pick and choose sides. I'm not going to do that. That motherfucker Leon, man, me and Leon been tight for years. Years. That's my dog.
Well,
Leon got my car right now.
This grudge ink thing that we got going on, man, that's a real good movement for this whole grudge racing thing.
Yeah.
With Jay Barnes.
Jay Barnes started a beautiful thing.
Yep. And 2009.
And we need to keep it right.
In 2009, I was down there in Macon at the track. He had a little show they had put on down there. We was iron drop racing down there. And I had the Malibu down there. I put all them boys in that track on the trailer all night long down to this last boy. I put him on the trailer the very first race, but, you know, the winner stayed on one side and the losers came back, so he ended up winning and we ran into the finals. And I had to spot everybody all night long down at his track. When he was at Milan, when he saw me, he was like, man, you and your wife gave me hell down there at my track, because that last run, you know, I'm letting my man leave, and they got one of his partners standing in front of my car. My man over there, no, he getting to leave. By the time he get out the way, my man done took off, and I couldn't catch him. I was like, man, y'all know that was some bullshit y'all just pulled on me. And we argued for 45 minutes at that track. As soon as he saw me, that's the first thing he said, man, I ain't never going to forget you and your wife down here arguing at me and my track. We was down there in 2009. So.
I like what he's
doing. And we all know. We all know. And we all want to give love to the women. Melvin's wife. Will. Not support our men, but smart, support all races who are doing right.
Yep.
And I like to say this, too, that, you know, people don't realize that Melvin was the one. Melvin, who was that? My man got the yellow Camaro.
What's name of them boys off the east side over there? You know, now, you know, you see when they had the no ETs and them fools be out there with them big old tractors riding up around, ride around in the pits with them big giant tractors that they use out there to clean the corn, the fields and stuff up with. That's them. I can't even think of his name right now. With the yellow Camaro, though, that's when we got the no ET started.
Melvin, let me tell you, Melvin was the one who started no ET in Maryland. He's the one who got the boy from Chicago to come over here. But turn around and fucked it. At first, they were like, oh, man, we don't give a flying fuck. Also, like Samson, too. Kudrow, out of Cleveland, Ohio. They gave you the first grudge race at Norwalk, Ohio. And we was all there. Leon, Danye, Timo, Melvin, we was all there. Doc James. So, you know, let's show love to people, man. Let's not forget where we came from.
Yeah, well, we really got a good movement going on back to that Black Sunday race they used to have in St. Louis. That was a bad race. When they started doing that Black Sunday in St. Louis down there, we had that track jam-packed with number of grudge racing cars and bracket cars. We had everything going on down in there, man. They messed up a good show when they stepped in there and started breaking us up, not letting us grudge race the way we wanted to when we first started with that Black Sunday they had down there. We had a lot of fun down in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, they're going to have it back.
Yep.
The schedule for this year, they're starting it back.
Oh, okay.
What are
they
going to
have with that kid?
It's going to be in St. Louis.
When it fell off.
Baton Rouge?
It fell off before.
No, it's
going to
be in St. Louis.
Yeah, right there, Gateway. When it fell off is when they wouldn't let drag and them boys come in there and grudge race the way they wanted to, man. And when they stopped that and drag and them stopped coming, and then each year it just fell off more and more and more. But when drag and all of them boys all show up and everybody showed up in there, them boys with them Cadillacs with them two-spoke wheels on it that you was talking about early, when all of them boys was in that parking lot at Black Sunday, man, we had a ball. We had a ball grudge racing and racing all that whole weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be about the third week of September. I'm not for sure, but around about the third week of September.
Yeah, that's when they always do it, around the third week of September. Yeah. I look forward to it.
They said they're going back to the old ways.
Okay, well, that's cool. If they go back to the old ways, That could be a Grudge World final event going on right there in September. If they go back to the old ways, man, I tell you, everybody will be up in there.
Yep.
Because we had a lot of fun Black Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I like to say respect out of the guys in Detroit and Chicago. We need to get with Jay Burns and help support that race. Because every year I heard of our people like, man, you got to be at this race. You got to be at this race. Sorry, I never made one.
Yeah, Gateway is a nice facility, too.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. That's top of the line. It's like a top of the line facility.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's what we need to do.
It can happen.
Keep
it again, but.
Well, you know, people just got to call Jay Barnes, hey, Jake. You know, man, we got a race coming up here at Gateway called Black Sunday. We used to go here for years and years. We want to incorporate a grudge race.
I see what can happen is, you know, all of what can really happen on these super nights is they can stay the Black Sunday under one banner, the Black Sunday. And all of your grudging people, all of those NGIA boys, all of the groups and everything that's all running around here, all of them show up in there. It's like a world finals grudge racing thing. They got something like that coming up here in July the 1st or something in North Carolina, ain't it?
South Carolina, somewhere out there, the Grudge Nationals or something they're going to be having.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that.
Man, I got to check into that some more because I'd like to attend that. I have me a couple weeks off from work. Mm-hmm. I want to go somewhere. I'd like to attend that. And there is no testing and tuning or nothing, they said. It's strictly off the trailer. You go find you somebody in the parking lot to race. You ain't getting no hits, no nothing. You come up in there, your car got to be right, or you think it's right, and you find you somebody's race. Every race go down a drag strip is a Grudge race. All day from the time it starts to the end. I like to go to something like that.
We might have to give a dog on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's supposed to be coming up in July, the 1st of July. So I know our show going to be cutting off here in a few minutes on us.
Yeah, it's running so far.
Yeah,
I don't like to cut shows off until people want to stop talking. Let's, you know, keep it going.
Oh, yeah. You know, it'd be good. We get us some good final comments in. We'll never get no final comments in on this one because it'll always just cut off on us. We take it right.
Oh, but go ahead, man. I'm sorry. If you want to do, go ahead, man.
I'm just bringing it up so, you know, we can all just, you know, get a little small final comment in. Because I know around 58, I'm on 49 now. Within the next 10 minutes, it's going to be gone, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm going to say my last comment.
Kid and Melvin, y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead and start the final comments, everybody. Our
right,
show
there.
Has always been open mic.
Right. Like I said, it's a good show on a Saturday night. You know, it keeps me up while I'm watching TV or whatever. And like I said, I'm looking forward to getting over there to Little Tony's race on the 15th.
Yeah, I hope we have a good jam-packed house there, you know.
Yeah, it should be.
Have a good time because I'm just looking at, you know, I got my car running, man. I don't know who all I'm going to run, but I'm going to walk around the pits and just, hey, come on, let's go. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about it. I got my car sitting over there, and I'm looking at your car. Let's go up there, man. Put it up, put on the show, you know?
Yep. I'm like Larry. Right. I'm all about the fellowshipping.
Fellowshipping
and
having a good time. Yep. Did Larry come back on? He must didn't get my man, did he?
No, he didn't get Sweet Willie. I'm going to tell him what Sweet Willie might be doing.
Yeah, that's John Ford. Sweet John Ford Willie. That boy can be talking, boy.
All right, then, you guys.
Well,
I think I'm going to go ahead on and call it a night.
All right.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Man, we love you, dude.
All right.
Helping the show out tonight. We love you, dude. I mean, Melvin, we love you all, dude.
Yep.
Not for you guys, we would have had a show.
Right. All right, Kevin. Good night. Good night, Melvin.
All right, fellas. We'll
all right,
see
brother.
You next
take
day.
Care.
We'll be back. All right.
All right, Melly Mel.
All right, man. Where did Sleepy go? He didn't ever come back on, or he fell off?
Sleep working in the mines now, so he probably had he probably caught us real quick. And I think he's working midnight.
Oh, he went
now.
Back in. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool, man. It was a good show, man. You know.
Yeah,
no,
I think Sleep working
on
midnight.
Going on.
No, what's man. This show. Oh, Bake. You know, Bake got a trick.
Oh, Blake over there still eating the fish.
I love Blake to death. Blake my number one.
That's my crew chief.
If he don't never get no bigger.
Yep.
But that damn Blake, he gonna find something to do now.
Oh, that motherfucker on the damn clock. That nigga better find some time to go to sleep.
Yeah, I had to get him about that too, getting him some sleep and some rest. You know, that old Bake, he worked, like you said, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And then, shit, but Bake over there building that big ass motor over there. You know, Bake ain't playing around.
Yeah, I know he over there putting that 100 over 283 together. So y'all better watch out.
Mm-hmm. You know how Bake is. Big over there doing something.
When he come through the traps, he's going to be at 12,000 RPMs on y'all.
Shit. Yeah. They got them big. They at 16,000 off the fucking tree with a fucking Lego.
He remind me of Urkel in that goddamn little Honda. when I seen that Meyer. He was in that motherfucking, you know, remember that little car Urkel was driving? That motherfucker looked like, he looked like Urkel in that goddamn Honda when he pulled up.
And be crying about he ain't got no money. Make me out, I ain't got no money.
He ain't got no gas, that's for sure.
Nigga, them big, got my money low off. And right out, he broke. I ain't got no money. All right, babe. Got them big, fuck around this talk. Man, I just ordered some summer heads. I just ordered some titanium valves and all this shit. Like, what? And I just spent about $4,000 a week. Was it for real? You know, back from you, even the old school.
I know. Whenever I try to get out of the room, that's better happening with me.
Well, you know, back got that stock special Mustang now.
That's cool.
He sold the Chevelle. Some guy from Alabama, Arkansas, bought the Chevelle from him.
Oh, okay.
You know, Bake said, I ain't finished with nobody. My brain this motherfucker, I'm done.
All about, come on out, have you some fun, man.
No, man, I bet Bake got about fucking 12 grand in the fucking heads. I heard you putting together for him.
He got some shit over there he doing.
Yeah.
He wanted to be top secret shit.
Yeah, Beck said, I'm an old motherfucker, but these young motherfuckers, they're going to respect me.
Yeah, you can put it to the ground, man. That's all that matters. You get up out of there. You got your good bow training in them heads. You good to go.
Yeah, well, I heard Beck, he built a nice piece over there. I don't know if it's big block or small block. He won't tell nobody. Yeah, he told me, he said, man, he said, I built it. He said, I ain't building one. I got another one to match. He said, I got one to back it up.
Yeah, you need a couple motors out here.
Yeah.
These motors go through a lot.
Brother Shake and Bake. I know you and Bake ain't no strangers.
No, we've been around in a long time. It's just good to be on.
No, y'all ain't
part of it. It's just good to be a part of the movement that's going on with it, you know. I'd just like to see it in a couple of years with all the bugs worked out of it. And every time a show up at the track, it's jam-packed full of people coming to see us race and stuff, you know.
Oh,
even
yeah.
Even if a guy go there to the track, you know, it'll be enough racing going on there for that guy to lose some money, then go walk around in the pits if he still got some money left because he ain't done better at all on one race, and find somebody else in the pits that he can race again and get his money back, you know. I mean, that's the way the White Castle was. If we lost a race, that ain't a problem. We find somebody else to race, and then if you beat that guy, you get your money back. We just go
back
and forth all night long, you know? Yeah. These guys want to bet $5,000 on one race, and then when they lose the $5,000, then they got to go jump off the bridge because they done lost the money. But half of them ain't even got the $5,000 to put up. Now they
well, you know, Kid said they'll never scare race money. What do you say?
Money,
right?
But it's all good, though.
You know, Tyson. You know, he started out on the show tonight. You know, telling everybody what he thought, and you know, by us getting rules and regulations, you know, we should be okay on that.
Yeah.